You thought that was funny. Holmberg's morning sickness. You were laughing like a hyena when he said it. What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D. Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Friday. It's 5:45. This is the Morning Sickness, and my name's John Holmberg. How are you? There's Brady Bogan. There's Brett Vesely. God damn it, there's Brett Vesely. And Big Dick Toledo's here as well. Brett Vesely is in his Italian guy outfit. The tracksuit is the future, Brett.
This is so comfortable.
We got to go white on the sides.
That's going to be Halloween, actually.
We have got to ice. You got to go gray fast because this is, he's got the hair slick. We always see Brett in a suicidal tendency shirt and a socks hat.
Yeah. Look at this guy. White on the sides, people will be opening doors for you.
Is the pinky ring on?
Got the pinky ring. I mean, got the chains on. Come on.
Italian pepper?
Yeah, I got the horn.
Oh, and the cross? Oh.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Have them
all
out.
All of it. Yeah,
It will be.
I've got many saints around my neck.
Oh, my God. I've never seen it. Old school bookie.
I don't know about this. This is screwing up my hair.
I don't like the headphones idea. You know what? You take the headphones off. You just deal with the show.
Put them down low.
Yeah, deal.
He hit my hair.
Lean one up against your ear. I'll hold it here.
There we go.
That's better. Man, oh, man.
Yeah, I'll take your call.
Brett is playing, and it isn't a role you're playing. This is exactly what your dream is. Your wife stops you from being this guy.
Well, she's going to have to get used to it.
Yeah.
I walked out this morning.
It's an Adidas sweatsuit to bottom. Oh, yeah. This is full on everything I've ever watched in mob movies. And it's what you want.
Oh, yeah. This is life.
Yeah. So it's going to happen today, Four Peaks, in about 2.5 hours. Brett's going to head over there and start the day. March Madness is upon us, and we're going to do our own form of old school. You know, FanDuel with Brett is basically what it is. FanDuel is kind enough to give us a whole bunch of cash, and that's how it's going to work. It's even better because now it's just cash. I don't even know if this is legal. There might be a raid at Four Peaks today. This probably.
Brett's representing FanDuel.
Yeah. I don't know. Svengooli.
FanDuel.
I know. It's the same kind of. It's his brother. Svengooli's FanDuel. But yeah, he's going to be out there today as the, the guy.
And envelopes, too. We got the envelopes, too.
We got envelopes. We got action. And Brett's going to be placing action all day. I'm getting a lot of emails from people going, what time is this? I might ditch work for this. Oh, it's all day. Brett will be there from 8, and then we're leaving whenever we feel like leaving. That'll be after a few games. We'll just hang out at Four Peaks and get the party started. So Brett will be out there this morning. We'll get the betting going as we all arrive. So
probably around 10-ish.
Brett doesn't blow out the entire deal. But
And
here's the thing also is that Brett's going to go there, and you may not want to bet, but he's going to come to you and make you bet. But you don't have to put anything on the line. That's the best part. You could walk out of there with a couple hundred bucks.
You could be a chosen one.
You could be one of the chosen ones. And Brett goes, oh, how you doing? I've been watching this Creighton game, and I'm looking at you thinking this guy knows within three how many points Creighton will have at the half.
You look like a good earner.
Give me a number. With it within three, either way, that's 6 points. You can't turn this down. I'll give you $100 if you nail it.
Okay, 62.
Good.
Do some odds and evens.
Yeah,
and,
just
you know,
go. And we'll wander over to tables, and Brett will be like, hey, I got this. I think Baylor is going to have 53 points at the half. Over or under? I'm like, huh? Just answer the goddamn question. There's $100 in it for you. So we're going to be handing out cash like crazy. There is no way this is legal. It can't be.
You grease enough palms.
That's what I think.
Don't worry about it.
I agree. But that's the fun of it. Because we got a guy who's going to look at the cops and go, what are you talking about? Gambling.
What are you doing here?
Yeah. Well, at Four Peaks closes, I'm going to feel really bad. We have to shut this place down. It's running an operation that's it wasn't running anything. Let me be the first to say it wasn't running. If you're going to shut anything down, KUPD, just shut us down. Just close our doors. We're the ones doing this thing. Poor Four Peaks. Just
Brent awesome. And cuffs.
Oh, in that suit?
Spectacular.
We got to get you arrested today. Oh, my God. Oh, I want to be there when they let you out, too, and they're like, one pinky ring as they're giving you your stuff back. One Italian pepper.
It's an Italian whore. It ain't a pepper. If it was an Italian pepper, there'd be sausages in it.
Yeah, I want to be there when they give you all your stuff back. One picture of, Jesus Christ, Jimmy Hoffa.
I always keep that with me for good luck.
Should have brought that. Damn it.
You can go home. It's not close, but, head home and knock it out. Anyway, well, there you go. I can't wait. Four Peaks today. March Madness is upon us. And it's a lot better than some stupid bracket or something like that. We're having a good time with this today. And we're just going to have a stupid party. If you're going to take the day off, damn it all, you might as well do it right. And we've decided to open up. And Four Peaks couldn't be nicer. I mean, they're actually excited. I'm not so sure how excited the cooks and the employees are for getting up earlier and do it. The people who are in charge of it, like, what a great idea. But, yeah, the employees probably hate this. They probably, got to get up at 6 o'clock.
These idiots.
Start some new menu. But they got a breakfast menu. They're going to be knocking it out for us till 11.
Bar's open, right?
Bar's open, and then you can get breakfast until, like, 11. And they don't normally do that. But they're putting it all together for us. We can't run into a better partner than that.
It's crazy. Between this and, Easter Keg next week, it's like, you might as well just take both Fridays off.
That's true.
Screw it.
That's right. Yeah. I forgot. Next Friday, we're doing Easter Keg, and a lot of people have it off anyway. Yeah. But we're taking care of your – Biden keeps talking about that four-day work week. Bernie Sanders, all over the 32-hour four-day work week. We're putting it to action.
Vote.
Talk all you want. Bernie, Joe, four-day this, four-day that. We're doing it. We're getting her done. Start drinking about 8:30 in the morning, the way Biden and Sanders intend.
That's what I'm going to do.
It's perfect. So get it out. And maybe they still have some cha-ching, or I think Holmberg Bound was the last one they've got. So
yeah,
they're probably
find out.
Loads of that. Maybe they. I know the kegs are empty. But maybe they got some bottles left, and that stuff's tasty. I had one in my fridge. I found Saturday, and I'm like, oh, cracked it open. I'm like, my last one. I still have a big growler of cha-ching Chavez I want to open. But it's one of those big ones, and I'm like, this is such a cool thing of like what we've done that I kind of want to leave.
Yeah, like a collection.
No, not a collector's item. It's more personal. There's no reason for anybody to want it except me. It's got my dog on it, so. And it's weird also because I had to autograph all those stupid crawlers for some reason. I have my own autograph in my fridge.
It's you.
I can do that with all my beers. Yeah, but I mean, come on. All I need is a Sharpie, and I can make a Mick Ultra an autograph thing. A worthless autograph, by the way, but still. Either way, it's going to be great. Oh, yeah. It never ends. This is a good one, too. And this is, again, usually as these dominoes fall when somebody opens up, we just need to start a, open up to us segment, a get it off your chest segment. Can you get my music, please, for soap opera?
1 second.
So we've had Bennett, I believe, was the first guy who fell in love with his son's ex. And his granddaughter's pregnant. His granddaughter's mother, correct? I got it in here. Never mind. All right. Yeah, where did you put that? I have it. I forgot. Thank you, Richard. Nope, not there. There it is. All right, that's it. Okay, nice job. Thank you. There we go. And then we had, what was the other one? I don't remember.
Before that,
the one after was the guy who was scooping out Daddy's Little Debbie's.
Yeah.
That's right. That was yesterday. Dad gave us the phrase. Little did I know, for 3 years I was scooping out Dad's Little Debbie's. Because his wife had turned to his father for biblical guidance and turned out.
And she got it.
The dude was just squirting in her instead. Well, here we got another. Dear John, you never hear from women on this, but now you have. It's not nearly as salacious as the other stories you've heard so far, but I too have a morning sickness confession. In 1996, my fiancé and I found out we were pregnant and decided to get married. It was a joyous time. 8 years later, the love died. We ended up divorcing. 2004 or 5. During the divorce, his father made advances towards me, and it was sort of a bitter divorce. And in a fit of revenge, I effed his father black and blue a lot. That's how people
work. Wow.
It was awesome. And yes, like the porn says, he was bigger than his son.
Oh, Jesus.
Fast forward to today. Me and my baby daddy have reconciled and we're back together. His father was killed in a car accident in 2022. The baby daddy, my boyfriend slash fiance, has no clue at all about me getting on top of his dad. Or as you guys called it, taking his little Debbies, which made me have to pull over yesterday. Daddy's little Debbies was hilarious. But my fella, in the difference between my letter and his, never had to scoop out little Debbies. As his dad was, you know, dead.
Throwing out mummy dust?
I will take this to my grave with the people that matter. But you idiots are a nice outlet, and it actually feels good to tell someone this. Thanks for the platform. And no, Brett, I'm not a whore, but I'm sure that's what you'll say. Signed, J.S. So there you go. More confessions.
Happy
ending.
I'm
not a whore.
Is it?
Is that a happy ending?
Well, somebody got a happy ending.
Well, Dad got a happy ending.
With
yeah.
The song.
He was probably, I know, this. You're lost in the music. Oh, thank God your father was killed in a car wreck. That's a phrase I've never said before, but yeah, there you go. More people are banging fathers of people that they've had sex with than I could ever have imagined. Ever.
So that was just a phase. They broke it off, and then
it was a revenge.
Couple years later,
she banged his dad
in the car accident.
Yeah, it wasn't even a couple years. Like if she did the timeline, they were pregnant in 96, divorced again 8 years later, which is 2004. We'll give it a year. 2005. I don't know how long she was banging dad. They break up. The kid's 20-something. And they worked it out and got back together after he died in 2022.
You know, she would be the one to ask that question. You always say that, do you sound like your dad or something?
That's
we need
right.
to ask her that.
Yeah, I think sex sounds are innate.
I wonder if their family...
They're passed down without you realizing it. You make the same noise as your parents.
Right.
Yeah.
The one statement still sounded kind of bitter at first. Yes, dad was bigger than him.
Well, I think she was playing around, but he's dead now. And if he was, he was. Yeah. I mean, facts are facts. She wants to throw out, dad had a bigger one than you. Girls always do that.
They say, and it doesn't matter if he found out, if he put the two and two together this morning. Like, wait a minute, is this my girl?
If you're wondering that, get out.
Yeah, if you're wondering
if
that,
even,
it is.
If it's don't even
worry about it. Pulling over right now.
Right, huh. I'm going to call her. Hey, J.S., Janet Swanson,
what?
That's your name. You didn't bang my dad, and your dad died in a car wreck in 20. I mean, it's easy to put together some details, but again, if you're even thinking, hey, that might be me, just leave. There's no reason to stick around to find out. Your brain's telling you that she would have done it. Now, devil's advocate. If she's taking dad's squirts and you're divorced, I mean, sure, it's terrible behavior.
She came back around. She loves you.
15 or so. That's right. Like Brady says, everything works out except for the dad who was mashed by a cement truck. But
whore.
Yeah. And Brett's right. Whore. But we like whores. Everybody,
I got nothing against
you.
You got
to be a whore every once in a while
right.
in your life to make things pan out. But I mean, devil's advocate was she didn't really do anything wrong outside of
being a whore.
Societal boundaries, which is you don't bang somebody's dad who you've banged. You just don't.
And was he married at the time?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
Wow.
Yeah, he's dead now. Don't speak ill of the dead.
Yeah,
the guy,
no kidding, Brady. Jesus Christ.
He was making advances towards his former daughter-in-law. Crying out loud. The guy saw an opening.
Boy, did he ever.
And he just jammed right in there. Little Debbie did. And then, but the son never knew. And what Brady always says, ignore it. It will go away. And what you don't know can't hurt you. And that's true. Ignorance is bliss. Never, ever tell him. Take that to the grave. But if you want to unload your darkest secrets, evidently, on us, then go ahead.
Dad unloaded.
Boy, did he. Right all over that wife of yours for the second time. I mean, your parents got divorced and remarried twice.
Yeah. And then lived together at the end.
In the interim, you don't suppose your mom.
Oh, she was taking it. I'm sure he was, too. I'm sure she was, too.
But not from his dad.
No.
Yeah,
no.
That would be
no.
Way too far.
No, I thought you meant like...
But she took a couple of shots.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
And your dad was, throwing little Debbies around.
As he should.
But not in her dad.
No.
Or mother.
No. Now she's dead.
Forget. Worse.
What if you found out years
later?
But
that's... Okay, let me... Before...
What?
That's... but she was dead is a bad answer to that, because that means if she was alive, there was a chance. It should have never happened. Dead or alive, it doesn't matter.
No, I agree.
She was dead, or else he probably would have.
Hey, I don't know what people do in their bedrooms, all right?
I just don't want to know. After my parents divorced in the early 2000s, after 30 years of marriage, I don't think my dad gave Shirley a call up there in Cedar Lake, Indiana, and said, you know, I always have my eye on you. And I know you're my mother-in-law and all that, but I can't even imagine that process.
Brett, what if your dad confessed with your ex?
What?
Something happened.
While you were going divorced?
Yeah, during the...
He gave Tracy a poke.
Oh, go ahead, dude.
Yeah, see, that's how I feel, too. Yeah, I would have...
Who cares?
And she said I was bigger.
That's fine.
Could be.
Don't care.
Don't either. If my dad...
Better you than me, pal.
What a dick your dad would have to be to go, I got to get something off my chest. And by the way, she said I was bigger. Remember your ex-wife? Of course, Dad. Remember, right. I do, too.
That's what I'm saying. Just confess. You don't need to add that.
Let me just tell you this. You were doing no damage. Because I went in there, and she was like a virgin. We played Madonna in the background just like to celebrate it. You have nothing. You are girthless, my friend. So anyway, she said I was bigger. I just want to get off my chest. While you guys were going through a divorce, I took advantage of her vulnerability.
Better you than me, pal.
Yeah. It happened so fast.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the end of Sopranos where he just puts his fingers over Chrissy's nose
and
stuff?
Yeah, that's it. As close as confident.
There you go.
I want to tell you something, son. I can't breathe.
Good night, Dad.
I don't want to hear it. And now who's bigger than who? Anyway, thanks for sharing all your nonsense with us. This one I liked, actually, for some reason, because... female ratings, you know, usually you guys stay kind of far away unless there's prizes. You don't really... That's a good story. So the two best ones we have are from the lady who walked in and her brother banging her boyfriend, her husband. Those two banging. Another female letter. And this one's pretty good, too. It was a revenge bang.
Yeah. So. I got to watch my Pornhub looking now because it's like... This stuff's coming up all the time. It's like, I get it on the air. I need something else.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we've kind of watered it down a little bit. It's,
Jerry writes in, he says, my son doesn't have to worry about banging his wife because she's an annoying pig.
See, that's the kind of confessions I like. He hates his daughter-in-law. She's a pig. And that's the thing. Like, if you're married to a pig and your dad bangs her, he's doing work you don't want to do. It's kind of like what we say about the Mexicans all the time. If you got a gross wife, let someone else do that.
This guy makes a ridiculous point, but it's totally true. Your penis is only big to the women who like you. Ask a woman that hates you, and you'll see.
That's so true.
That is 100%
true. Women
can
be with a guy for 10 or 15 years, and they go, you have a little one. It's like, well, you lived with it for 15 years. That's a big deal. It's little. And like a guy emailed me yesterday, he goes, they're all liars when it comes to that. You can't even get a truth out of it.
Yeah.
Which is...
I've had big ones, and I've had small ones, and yours is just right.
We roll our eyes, ladies. It's the same thing as when you ask...
You got the three little bears?
Yeah. If you look fat in pants, we give you the lie when you tell us about our... And
it doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter.
I watched Love is Blind when they started to bone. All the girls gathered in a corner. Is it big? Is it big? Is it big? And the one girl's like, it is. They went, woo! And they raised their glasses. I'm like, I thought size doesn't matter. Oh, they're just being whores. And I think that answer's passed down from mother to daughter.
When you're, someday your man's going to ask you if he's ample sized. And the answer is, I've had big, I've had small, and yours is just right. They eat that up.
But then, if
you
break
ever
up. Break up. This is what she said.
You hold your pinky in the air.
Yeah, it's the template of...
What is it, the three bears with Goldie?
Yeah, it's the Goldie.
This is hot, this is what you called, and this was just right.
Just right. That one was so big I didn't even want to do it.
My ex-wife told me about that with Jeff Jenkins of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Oh, jeez.
He whipped it out. He pulled a whip out. He pulled a full Louis C.K. on her. And she goes, and there it was. And she goes, we're making out on the couch and stuff. And he whipped it out. And she goes, it was so big, I didn't even know what to do. And I'm like...
It was an unfurling.
Yeah, I'm like, well, whatever it is, you put him in that position, you finish him.
Well, I didn't want to. It was too big.
I'm like, that's the risk you take when you dance the dance. So next...
So you're on Jeff's side.
Completely.
Damn right. Okay, yeah.
Megan, years ago, told me about a guy in Sedona, a firefighter. I still try to get her to drive up there to bang this guy. She drove all the way there... dry humped him on a couch and drove home.
Oh,
you! If we ever, if that dude emails me, I'm giving him our address.
He's finish going
him.
In.
Finish him. That is as
He's
a
still
man,
blue.
As a bro. I mean, think about that. Guy's around the firehouse. Sorry, guys, can't go do anything with you tonight. Got a chick driving all the way from Phoenix to come up here and take my ride. Because that's what he had to be thinking. There's no way you make that trip for dinner.
Instead, he's sitting around like, yeah, dry humped Holmberg's wife.
Well, good. Good for you. And you know what? You should have finished the job. What happened to you? She got all weird and got up and left.
And I really liked him, too.
What were you thinking? Stupid.
Oh, you're dumb. That's dumb.
Like, that is not dumb. Get your ass in a car, drive back up there, knock on the firehouse door, and find this guy and go,
I owe you.
At least give him an old-fashioned in the front of the fire truck.
I look at Megan in a completely different light now doing
that. Oh, no.
I
mean,
that's,
yeah.
You know, that's ridiculous.
As a man, I have to stand up for the boys.
Yeah.
That bro, I'm sorry. I'll apologize for you. I am sorry. She should have absolutely finished. Absolutely. But yeah, Geneva said that. So next time I went to a Cubs Brewers game, sat on the third baseline with a sign that said, "My wife gave you a hand job," because he's a left-handed batter. So on the third baseline, I had that sign up. It's great. I'm pretty sure he saw it on the on-deck circle. Like, who's your wife?
Which one?
But in baseball, all the guys in the dugout were like, "Hey, that could be us. One of us." That guy down there.
Seven of them stand up.
Yeah. And her best friend was dating Jeff Jenkins' brother. So that's how they kind of got, how they met.
Leroy Jenkins.
Leroy Jenkins. And that dude went in. That dude closed. He was a finisher. And evidently she didn't balk at the idea of his giant Jenkins wang doing damage. And that's something, you know, it's just so big I didn't even want it. And that was insulting to me. That whole conversation was, you're not like that. It was so big, I didn't even know what to do with it. When I saw yours, I was like, thank God, this will be easy.
Thank God, little smoke.
Oh, this will be so easy. I'm not that hungry, so this little meal is perfect. Yeah, he breaks out the hometown buffet.
He's got the Vienna
sausages. And I've got small fries with a coupon. Idiots. She thought she was telling me a story that was going to make me feel better.
I've had big ones, and they're awful. You're right. You're just right.
So not anything substantial?
Not at all. Just enough.
That's no good. I don't want to be just enough. I would rather be the guy you couldn't think about being with. You know, the windsock. Rather than this, you know.
And you'll do.
You'll do. Yeah. That's I'm a Toyota Corolla. I want to be a Bentley.
Your reasonable A to B vehicle. Kind of light gray and nobody notices.
Gosh, thanks.
I've been in Bentleys before. It's just too much. Too much luxury and too much management. They're hard to fix.
Okay.
Like Jenkins was an F-350.
Yeah, this dude was. Yeah, this dude had King's Ranch on the side of it.
But I like the practicality of the Prius.
Right, yeah, exactly.
You get good mileage. And if I ever leave you, it's like I never was with you. You've done no damage.
Like, right.
Jeff Jenkins, however, would have wrecked me for every other man.
Be the 7th Street Brick.
With that massive muffler of a dick.
Okay. Are you done trying to butter me up on how nice it is?
It's just perfect for me. I don't need an 8,000 square foot house with a negative edge pool. I like our 1,200 square foot, 1.5 bedroom.
In Maricopa.
Yeah. It's reasonable.
Oh.
It's not breaking me, if you know what I mean.
Right. I get it. Yeah, I get it. I understand. I'm going to put it in your butt and it's going to feel big. Anyway. What? This one says yellow fever for the win, boys. I am a medium, but I bought them out in my Asian. That's right.
Does she come pre-pixelated,
That's
too?
That's right. I can't see it. It's somewhere in the area for these little, the 16-bit area here. It's like, yeah. So anyway, well, thanks for sharing your stories, and stop having sex with family members of your exes.
John, I identify as the fireman from Sedona. Give it up, bro.
Is it him? Does he know the guy? Ask around today at the old firehouse. The sad one, the one who's kind of aged sadly. It's him. I mean, a girl that drives all the way to Sedona. Not even Sedona. It's past Sedona. It was up there, and you go past, and it's like by Slide Rock.
Like up in Oak Creek Canyon area and stuff like that?
Yeah, it's going all the way up by, you know, the fork, the South Fork hiking trail.
Going up 89A.
No, way up there. Yeah. Beautiful drive. Pokes around, knocks on the door.
It's like I made some linguine for us and figured we could just watch TV and talk.
Yeah, that sounds great. Why don't you get on me and rub around for a while, and then I'm going to go home.
He's got Duluth jeans on and a shirt.
Yeah, oh, he knew.
It's very rugged.
Well, nobody goes, hey, guys, I'm going to stop. I'm going to dry hump, but I'm going to draw lines tonight. Like, why? Why are you doing that?
I got respect for this lady, and she's got a long drive home.
Idiot. And worse still, she spent the night.
Oh,
dry humped
whoa,
him,
what?
Cut the deal off, and then went home the next morning.
And no follow-up.
Are you sure you're getting the story
no
here?
No follow-up. No, because she would tell me. She's told I want the story. Why would she hold back?
I'm yeah, like, I guess.
It's, man, just owes just... the dude already. She owes him.
He might have offed himself.
It may be.
I mean, really.
What's wrong with me?
Yeah.
I mean, she was willing to waste a tank of gas.
Yeah.
I'm maybe a that's firefighter a secret Sedona. That she's holding this whole time, though.
He had to be looking in the mirror, flexing his abs and his arms.
I look good. I mean, I make a decent living. Look at where I live.
Maybe the whole thing was a mix-up. Like, she drove up there. No, she is with directions. She ended up finding this guy. Then calls him back the next day, and it's another dude.
Couldn't find him.
Just happened to maybe hit the right house.
After she drove away, she had no idea how to get back.
Is that what we're going with?
No. We're going with the idea. And the worst part is she told me that at the end. She goes, I
told him the next day I really liked him.
He was confused. This poor son of a bitch. I might go up there and give him a handy.
Yeah, you...
And I don't have any of those before jealousy things. Good. You had a history.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't care. Tell me about it. Doesn't bother me.
Bye.
See you some other time.
Okay.
That's a crank. Oh, God. She's in the water.
Save me.
No, I'm not going to save you. I'm going to let this go. Anyway.
Yeah. He'd have Teddy Kennedy right into the
he'd
lake.
He'd push the car a little further in.
I can't get the seatbelt off.
Yeah, those are tough. Anywho, I don't have any of my tools. Let me go back to the firehouse real quick. And
just wait right here.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough being stranded, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, what are you going to do? But, yeah, if that guy ever emails me and it's confirmed, I'll take him over to the house. I'm like, is this the guy?
Oh, my God. It is. Hi, how have you been?
Terrible. My nuts have hurt since 2003. All right. Right here in the foyer of the house. Tug this guy.
Really appreciate this, Mr. Holmberg. This is... You know,
it's the least I could do.
Well, you know, it's retribution pay. This is what we should do to people we've wronged. You make it right. You move on with life. And that's the way things should be. Anybody have bracket fun? I think you got one, right? You got that Oakland game.
I did. Yeah. But, you know, I made $30 on it.
Oh, did you bet that individually?
I did. I did a $5 bet because I did. I'll do a couple of upset bets.
Sure.
So I did that one and I was checking it. And all of a sudden, at 73, 71.
It asked for a payout, and you went
$30,
cowardly.
You know why? Because if I would have wrote it out, I made $15
more. Yeah, that's a pretty good payout. Still, though, payouts.
$30 on $5.
Payout. I wish they'd stop doing
it. I bailed, but I didn't realize it was that. Usually that locks out quick, but that was, you know, 3 minutes left. They gave you that option.
Yeah, I missed both my upsets. By 3 points. Well, actually, Samford and Kansas was 4 points. That was close. 93-89 had that one. And Nevada lost to Dayton by 3. Couldn't believe it. So close.
Never trusted Zip is what I say.
That's right.
Screwed me.
Akron got crushed.
They screwed me.
And Kentucky's already out, which is crazy. And, you know, so there's already upsets. And that's going to mess up brackets all the way around. Mine's already
screwed.
What will
be the one today? One or two?
There will be, for sure. There'll be a couple. You're like, well, this screws up everybody's. No, but there's people in the bracket that I'm in, because you can check it online, who had Kentucky winning it all. Didn't get out of the first round, so. That's the fun of this whole deal. Can't wait to get on over to Four Peaks in a little while and work this whole deal out.
And the kid from Oakland, 10 three-pointers.
They couldn't stop. They were ridiculous. That was just a miracle game. And they might be the Cinderella, because now they've got all that confidence that they can do this. But, I mean... Just turning back and forth on that, I'm like, Jesus, they're hitting every single shot they throw up. They looked surprised. No, I don't think they've ever had a night like that. It's just magic. That's why this tournament's so great, is that teams who never played that well all year will take on Kentucky, a powerhouse, and they have the greatest night of their lives. It's movie stuff. It's Disney magic. It's amazing. That's what makes the tournament so good. And I can't wait to be drinking with you guys today at Four Peaks in Tempe on 8th Street if you want to head on over there. 8 o'clock when Brett goes. We'll be there after the show, and we'll just be hanging out watching March Madness all day long. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800, a good one! And we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
You thought that was funny. Holmberg's morning sickness. You were laughing like a hyena when he said it. What the hell is wrong with you?
Not only do we get the emails where you all, thank you, Mike and the Molotovs, or you guys all, I almost said Mike and the Mechanics, which would have been great if they'd have made their comeback with that song. I get the emails from people who, you know, obviously confess, and then I get a few of them who run with the other joke that's going on. Jay Brown. So, John, I hate to be a day late with a joke, but I was listening to the podcast after the show, and you were talking about sitting in your backyard smelling the citrus trees and loving every second of this time of the year. Let me tell you this. Keep that hoover of a Jew beak under control and go inside every couple minutes. Let the air recuperate, and maybe some of your neighbors can enjoy a hint of citrus in the air that you're sucking up. That's right. My Jew beak, you bastards.
Take it away from other people.
It does. That's not how smells work. I don't absorb all of the Earth's air. Although I did send you guys a picture yesterday of me at the iFi. Yeah. Boy, oh boy, does the beak ever make an appearance in that. I did the indoor skydiving thing years ago and took a photo. And the air, the fan, I was having a great time that day because they set the fan by your weight. They weigh you. If you haven't done it yet, it's a blast, the iFi thing. And then there was a big... you remember their game Angry Birds?
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember the pigs?
Oh,
this
yeah.
This lady had the same face as the pigs. And I just kept making jokes going, man, oh, man, I hope a bird doesn't fly by. She's trying to be a bird because the angry pigs are trying to go airborne to kill the birds in the air now. Look at her. They could not get that fan to blow enough miles. And they have a miles an hour, like a pitch thing, next to the fan. So it'll say like 135.
But they need like and a 747
girl,
or what?
This girl's going up on the, and then bam, back into the net, and she'd bounce for a second. I was like, all right, get your hands open a little more, and they try to tell her. And then she'd hover above the net about an inch. Other dudes are going up 15, 20 feet, doing tricks, flips, whatever, and it's like at 97, 98, you know, average-sized people. So I get in there, and I'm like, I'm good. I look over a couple of times. I'm at 104. I'm like, that's a good number. I'm like, I'm doing it. This is fun. And it's over. And then you go over and you see the picture of yourself. Well, the air pushed my giant nose wide open. You could park a Hyundai in each nostril. I mean, my nose got smashed back in pig formation.
They had to break out a second fan because of the intake that you were taking.
Yeah, yeah, they needed another fan because, as Jay Brown points out, my nose took up all of the Earth's air in the room. It's not how air works, Jay.
Let us enjoy some of them oranges.
No, no, there's an infinite amount of it. Just because I'm breathing doesn't mean less for you, jerk. Jew beak.
You and that double dare nose.
It's what it is. But I go out. When I'm outside enjoying the citrus smells, it's not all going in me, you jackass.
I didn't smell any yesterday.
Ah, shut up. Joshua emails and says, listening to you this morning, I have to put, per my understanding, and maybe I'm wrong, the size of a man's penis matters only from the perspective of ego. Actual biological factors regarding size don't factor in because a majority of the nerve endings with respect to a woman's roast beef. Oh, thanks for keeping it so classy.
So scientific.
Yes. In respect to a woman's roast beef. anyway, with respect to a woman's roast beef, are the first and first third of her opening, which is also whatever. According to a sex therapist who I once saw on Letterman years ago. Great show. Peace out, Josh. Yes, we all say that to each other. But you've never once. Women lie about this constantly, that it doesn't matter, and they have science, and they go on TV and say, it's just the... You never... If that were true, that the greater pleasure was the less you go in, women would sit around Postinos and brag about their new boyfriend's tiny wiener. You've never heard a girl tell a guy,
is it little? You're so lucky.
It doesn't happen that way. They're all seeking out an ample, girthy wang. And if you don't have one, you can make all the scientific... research you want. Well, I've heard it's only the first third of her roast beef that matters. It's like, all right. No,
it's in all journals.
No woman has sat down and she's like, oh, I met the most perfect guy. He's 6'4". He's in great shape. He's got a good job. And ladies, wait till you hear about how small his penis is. It's perfect.
Oh, my God, you're so lucky.
You're the luckiest girl in the world. My husband's penis is huge.
What's your roast beef index?
Yeah.
So good.
I mean, I hold up my pinky and I just go crazy. They don't sell, when you go to Fascinations, tiny little wieners on the wall. So ladies, stop it. And men, stop caring.
I think it's a visual thing with them as well, though.
Absolutely.
Even if that's the truth of, you know, the first third of the roast beef.
Exactly.
It's like us looking at big cans.
Exactly.
And a great ass.
We really don't have anything to do with those. Nice. They don't give us a whole lot of pleasure. It's just a visual spectacular. Also, at the sex stores, the Fascinations and the Castle, you don't go over to the men's section and see just an absolutely tattered mess of a fake vagina.
Oh, yeah.
They don't build
There's
those
no
either.
Barbecue so, hanging up there on the wall.
There are ugly genitals and there
Is
are
that a melted
genitals.
Candle?
Yeah. What? Hey, guys, this one's in too much sun. Nope, that's how it's supposed to look. Lucky. Uh-uh. Looks like the bottom of a sucker fish. No, you get this out of here. So, yeah, stop it with the whole it doesn't matter thing. It does. It absolutely does. Because otherwise, they'd be bragging like crazy. I would have watched Love is Blind and going, oh, my God, I was with Damien. His wiener was so little. It was perfect. They don't talk about that. So watch your scientist on Letterman reruns. Well, that lady says that all you need is about an inch and a half. Right. That's what ladies lose their minds over, a peanut. That's why they can't stop looking at bags of nuts. Dumb. And in the end, it doesn't matter unless you're really small. And that's what, if you're tiny.
Micro.
You're worthless.
It's a tough game.
Yeah, you're no good. You're no good. But there's ways around it. And you have to be better at a bunch of other stuff. And you better be funny. And you better have a good job. Because if you're pulling in 26 grand a year and you don't have much personality and a micro penis and you can't figure out how come you can't close a deal. Wow. There's three reasons.
Money grows it.
Money makes it huge. Money makes them not care. It's a fact. It doesn't matter to them. They're snowing you.
And the penis size doesn't matter. But what does matter is you better be able to pay for everything.
That's right. And you better not be a deadbeat. Then they look at your penis as just a, you know. Same way we'll take a woman. Look, Oprah is not exactly physically my type. But she shows up, and I guarantee you that's the prettiest honey hole I've ever seen, no matter what it looks like, because all I see is shaped as a dollar sign.
So jealous of Stedman.
Exactly. I'm jealous of Jeff Bezos' ex-wife. I don't even know if she's done anything, but she's got enough to make that thing
throwing
perfect.
Billions to charity.
I don't care if that looks like, you know, that cave that little the young soccer team got lost in. It's beautiful to me because I know her desert financial account is phenomenal.
Franco says, when it comes to size, never had a complaint. If I did, wouldn't care.
That's exactly right. Stop caring. If they complain, you still banged them.
Yeah. Got mine.
Yep. Oh, well. It's like Roseanne Barr had the nerve to go on TV 30 years ago and say Tom Arnold had a little wiener. And Tom Arnold had the perfect response. He goes, hey. 747 looks small in the Grand Canyon. It's perfect. Now, we go back to the missing girl that Brett couldn't say the other day, Amanda Nen. She's still missing. It's still a sad story. But the news is doing something. Like, evidently, she made a phone call to 911.
Hi, it's Amanda Nen. Don't laugh. I'm missing.
That's why I can't work 911.
I have to write your name down again.
911, what's your emergency?
Hi, my name's Amanda Nen.
Your emergency is your name? Are you in trouble?
That's not my emergency, you jackass. I'm lost out here in the mountains.
All right, I'm going to have to write that name down. Could you spell it?
Yes, it's N-E and then hard R at the end.
Jesus Christ, I can't write that down. I'm going to get fired.
Prank call. Wouldn't take it.
Yeah, I'm going to hang up.
I'm right next to you. How did that happen? Anyway, what's the problem?
Well, I'm out here. I don't know where I am. I'm on a mountain, and I'm in the middle of nowhere.
All right. So what you're saying is we've got a out in the middle of nowhere?
Stop it!
So
when did she call?
It was like a week earlier, like a couple days earlier, that they were like, oh, gee, she's gone. So she's out there, and she's in the middle of – she's from Blythe, California. And so she's out in this thing. She's trying to just like, I'm by the 78, they said. I don't know what road that is. And they went and looked on the 95. So I'm like, I think she thinks she's here. They can't find her. But all this said, they're going to look for her and all those things. And her mom's like, oh, my God, I what if she's still out there? What if she's dead? And like, I can't. They got cadaver dogs looking all over the place. And then the news has the nerve to say this. Where's the? I want to read it exactly as it says. Where's the end of this thing? If you have any information on Amanda whereabouts, please call the county sheriff. If you had information at this point, you'd be like, oh, geez, yeah, I should probably call. Come on. Who's sitting on the information going, yeah, I'll get to it tomorrow?
Well, I forgot to call.
That's right. I should call. I know where Amanda is. I'm afraid to go out and call her name, though. Amanda, are you out there? You're going to jail for that. Stop screaming that. Remember our friend Doug?
Oh, yeah.
He brought his cat to work one day.
Oh, yeah, I remember his cat.
And it got out. And his cat's name was Snickers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how that sounds when you're just outside in Guadalupe yelling that out loud? It's horrible.
That search ends quick.
You don't realize it until the third time you've yelled it. Like, this doesn't sound like Snickers when you yell it. This sounds horrible. I'm going back in, and I love your animals, but I don't care if your cat comes back. And why did you bring a cat to work? And even the guy whose cat was missing, he's, my wife's going to kill me. You got to help me. And I'm like, I know, Doug. We'll go out and find it. Turns out, cat was just upstairs anyway. So we just risked our lives for like 5 minutes screaming that. Oh, my God. Are you out there? Come back.
No need to shoot.
And then, you know, the Guadalupe, you're in the wrong neighborhood, player. It's not going to come to you.
They're
here.
They're not here.
They're not here. No, it's a cat.
Okay.
Why did you name your cat that? Are you from hell? So be careful. But, yeah. So anyway, if you have information on a woman who's been missing.
Yeah, call the authority.
Don't let the news. Like if you've been. Oh, geez, yeah. You know, I've got loads of information on that.
Oh, we should call someone.
Nah.
If you regret what you've just done, give us a call.
Right. If you have information, you probably did it. They're worried that she's been human trafficked, but I don't know that human trafficking dumps you off in the middle of Blythe and lets you make phone calls. This is a weird story. I think she might have just gotten lost and wandered off into the desert, and now she got real confused, Lost Dutchman style, and yeah.
Delusional.
It's on the Salton Sea or something.
Yeah, who knows where she is. She's not scary. Sure what road she was on or where she was at and whatever. By the way, speaking of human trafficking, and I don't want to offend anyone who's been human trafficked or dealt with it. I know it's a very serious thing, but still. The lady who does our weather reports is now doing the human trafficking awareness commercials. And it made me want to start the KUPD human trafficking and weather together.
Good combo.
Yeah, I think that would be great. It's just at the end of human trafficking information, give the temperature.
72 degrees.
Right.
Oh, you should have had me do that when I was reading the report the other day.
Do you do the human trafficking?
Well, no. Well, with Amanda.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, you can't. If she hasn't been human trafficked yet. If it turns out she
that's
is.
That's what happened.
Then at the end, you go, we're looking for, and very good possibility this is a case of human trafficking. It's going to be 86 degrees today. Guess the wind up to about 12 miles an hour. Expect some rain by Sunday.
And Amanda is still missing.
And if you have any information about that missing lady.
KTAR's Human Trafficking and Weather Together with Jim Cross.
Yeah, this lady got abducted from the mall I was standing out in front of. She's gone, possibly human traffic. Going to be 78 today. Weather on the weekend might dip down into the 60s. Jim Cross, go f*** yourself. Anyway, so, yeah, if you've got information about anyone missing, not just this lady, anyone, call someone. I know all about that. Well, if you have any information, you should call La Paz County Sheriff.
Meh.
Maybe.
Where is that?
I don't know the number. They didn't give me the number. I couldn't possibly. And then you got all sorts of drama and stuff going on. Some dude shooting at cops yesterday on Scottsdale and Cactus, and he took one back. So that's all closed up this morning because I didn't know this, but they got to find all the bullets. So that's been closed since yesterday afternoon because when it got dark, they couldn't find all the bullets that he shot and missed with, and they got to pick those up. They're all over the area searching it out. He shot at the cops a couple times. They plugged him, and then the Scottsdale, I think he's the chief, went on TV and started yelling. Everybody goes, hey, life's not a game of Grand Theft Auto. You guys might think cops are just cops and blah, blah. They're human. They're flesh and blood. You start shooting at us. He basically was like, you pieces of garbage. We're going to take you down. And I was loving every second of the speech. Yeah, I was like, that's great. Good. Don't shoot at cops. You die that way. And good. But that's all closed up. And then I saw a story yesterday about a firefighter who thinks another guy was banging his girlfriend. Went over and vandalized his house and lost his job.
Yeah, nobody's worth it.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
If a guy's banging your girlfriend, don't get mad at him. Get mad at her. Right? Don't go vandalize his house. You're going to lose your job.
Maybe this firefighter used to work in Sedona and has some regrets.
He's just all pent up. What if that's him? Dodge that bullet. But yeah, I mean, if that's going on, why get mad at that dude? It's the woman living with you that's the issue. You go ahead and say, all right, we have a problem here. You don't go vandalize another guy's house, and this is exactly what happens. You look like the lunatic, and you're going to lose your job now. A 17-year firefighter went over there and got all tangled up in this love triangle and started to vandalize the dude's house, and it's like, yeah, that guy's a jerk. But at the same time, the only one you should really be upset with is the one that lives with you. And you can still hate the other guy, but don't go wrecking his house. You throw your career away. I watch a lot of Dateline NBC, and everybody makes that mistake. They get mad at the other person and try to tear their house down. And the next thing you know, they're in jail for something nutty, and they didn't, you know, they're the victims. Play up the victim card. It's better that way. A lot of drama in the world. And then the last one I saw, and this one I just can't stand. Because we coddle too many people with their nonsense, you know. It's enough to say my kid thinks it's a cat. That should never happen. And there are, my friend sends his kids to, well, his one kid's older now, kids to a very expensive school, right? They have a girl in the school that believes she is I don't know what they call it, but some days she's not human. She identifies as creatures.
What?
It costs like 10 grand a semester to go to this place.
I get my money back.
Yeah. And they make room for beast
girl.
That's
a school.
Yes, it is. The school's all in on it. The school, the school is saying, all right, we'll let that happen and like put a litter box down or something like, and it's not every day, but she comes to school some days and says, today I feel like I'm not me, so I'm going to lay in the corner in a ball on my bed and sleep. And they're like, okay, I guess the parents are bad and everything. So like we coddle all sorts of nonsense. When he told me that, I'm like, really? He goes, yeah. They sent a letter home and said, look, one of the kids in your daughter's class has this disorder where she believes that sometimes she's not human and she kind of identifies as other things. And we're not ones to say that that's wrong. So if she needs nap time, make sure that your child understands that, you know, she's going to need to be stroked behind the ears every once in a while. I don't know what happens.
They must be desperate for money.
Look,
the school,
they can't,
I mean, it's
kick
like
them
if
out.
You can't, if you know, generally the reason why kids get kicked out or whatever, does it disrupt the educational process? I mean, the reasons why they said, I'm sorry, we can't take your kid.
But they took them
all.
But
already. Then would they get lit up if they're.
And yeah, they'll get killed for it if they're like, well, she's got this thing and who are you to say she can't identify? So the school's hands are tied. It's the parents. Your kid says it's half cat. You know what? Not till you're 18. Make that decision when you're 18. You're not going to walk around my house half-cat. Maybe I'm going to screw you up mentally, but guess what? The work's already started. Something's already screwed you up a little bit. If you think you're half a cat and I'm your parent, I'm not going to say, yes, you are. I go with that.
Give him a smack.
You give him a smack and you say, not in my house. You're not half a cat. And then later in therapy, they can go, my dad never understood my feelings about being half a cat. And like, your dad was right. People need to just start saying, your dad was right.
I'm not, you know, I'm getting her or him different treatment. I'm not sending my half-cat kid to a school just to go through all the other kids. It's just going to be a nightmare.
And I'm saying cat because we've heard that story before. I don't know what animal this kid
relates to. Does the tuition cover the scoop away? That include
it? Right. And does it get to poop in a box? Because if that's true, I'm half a cat just to make everybody uncomfortable. If that's true, I'm going to tell Tripp tomorrow, hey, buddy, half a cat here, and really kind of started to identify that way. I'm going to need a litter box because toilets are weird to me. And I'm just going to start dumping in litter boxes and laughing my ass off that Susie's got to come scoop me out because I don't have opposable thumbs. I'm a cat.
Come through the flap in the door. Yeah. You're late for class.
I don't have to listen. I just want Milky's and some chicken every once in a while. It's ridiculous. So, yeah, the half a cat thing, you get your kid some help, but also if you're worried about, well, I don't want to damage him mentally, guess what? Whatever you've done up to this point's done something that's gone haywire. So much more than just my dad didn't like me. Your kid thinks it's half an animal. And then you got this one. This is in the news, for Christ's sake. So it got traction. This lady, the headline says, I love a ghost and my girlfriend has to accept it. There's a woman who claims that a ghost followed her home one night, and after they got to know each other, they slowly began to spend more time together. Unexpected feelings grew between them, and they became a couple. But soon after, Rebecca did meet someone new in the living world. So she started dating. She started cheating on the ghost with a real person. A fellow spirit social media educator. Now, there's my problem. That right there.
Give me that role again.
Where did that go?
Special.
A fellow spirit social media educator.
Is that like a life coach?
It's worse than a life coach.
I didn't think there was anything worse
after
than a
life coach. And that's even worse.
So if you fail at a life coach,
become an afterlife coach.
Just kill yourself if you fail at a
life
coach.
She called Catherine because she was, you know, talking about her problems on social media of like, I've got this ghost boyfriend, but I've met this real lady. And Rebecca explained, love doesn't judge, that she and Rupert, the ghost, connect through their energies, and their relationship primarily revolves around emotions. Well, of course, naturally, her job's like, well, you're fired. You're nuts. I'm like, no, can't fire me for this. Wandering around talking about ghost dating. She added that Rupert acknowledges that I'm here in the physical, and I need to live my life here while he waits for me in Ghost Town. He had to learn how I was physically perceiving him with respect that he started hanging out more where I was living. Now, right here, as the writer of the article, I sit back and go, all right, this. I have to do something for society here and cut this lady's head off or something. This is insanity. You're an adult. You are not dating a ghost. You have no ties to a ghost. You're not special. If you can prove this is true, fly up there to Sweden and get your Nobel Prize because you'll be the first one that did it.
I wonder if they had any trouble early on before she met the new person. Like Rupert, they had a discussion, and Rupert says, these ghost chicks mean nothing to me. I love you.
Right. Now, let me show you this part. This is the girl in question. I'm showing you a picture. Not attractive whatsoever, right?
Oh, man.
Rupert, the ghost, she's drawing a photo or a picture of him, is this. He's a Nordic god.
Oh.
If Rupert the ghost is coming down here to date one of these ladies, it isn't going to be you.
No. She's lucky she gets Slimer from the Ghostbusters.
Slimer would go, yeah. No thanks. I'd sooner stick it in Bill Murray than you. You are not attractive. If a ghost has pick of the litter in two worlds, he ain't choosing you. And by the way, she's...
That's about all that would love her, though, is a ghost. Well, something that doesn't exist.
Her
dude that was LARPing that she met.
Yeah, her living relationship is a woman.
Oh.
So she's also, on Earth here, she's a lesbian, but in the ghost world, She likes Rupert, the Nordic god.
So she's trying to hook up with Viggo from Ghostbusters 2 or what?
He looks dressed like Fred from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. They get inundated with unfair comments like, you're crazy.
Yep.
But you know what's not fair about that? That you don't understand it's true. You're a liar. Some people who are even crazier are like, why are you talking to demons? Oh, my God. They're letting everybody out of asylums nowadays, and this is the result. Find Jesus. Another ghost? Don't do that. She'll try to date him. A couple also set the record straight, confirming that they do not suffer from mental health issues. I'm not a doctor in that, but you do suffer from mental health issues because this used to be called multiple personality disorder or schizophrenia. Now it's called, don't say anything, you might hurt her feelings.
She needs it.
She needs to be told she's schizophrenic. You're not doing people any favors by saying, oh, you're dating a ghost? That's wonderful. Nope. Get her in the long jacket. Here we go again. Big long sleeves. They wrap right around your back. And you stuff her in the back of a car. And you drive her off to a place. And you sit her in a room until she realizes, wow, I was talking like crazy. You're not banging a ghost.
Can't wait until she's pregnant with Rupert's baby.
Now, again, I will pay for first-class tickets to Stockholm for you to pick up your Nobel Prize the day that happens. I got pregnant by a ghost, and I can prove it because the baby inside is more ectoplasm than it is sperm. Like, wow. Well, here's your... And I'm going first class. Like, it's going to be a $20,000 ticket for me to buy, but that. This is worth it.
This isn't to promote the Ghostbusters movie this weekend,
might be.
Is it?
It might be.
I'd like to introduce you to my son, Casper.
Of course. Exactly. Oh. Just comes shooting out of her belly. It's like,
wow, it's a ghost baby.
He's so cute.
He's half ghost and half alive, and he's mine.
You're nuts. You're just nuts. And it's not journalism to do a story about it and not in the end go, this is crazy.
You're opinionated on every other article.
Exactly. Your opinions have crept into everything. Where is it here? Why is this fair and balanced?
She's not hot enough to be this crazy.
No, she's not hot at all.
Yeah.
And that's another thing people need to start telling her. Hey, go get a makeover before you start telling everybody that people from the other world are targeting you as a sex partner. That's not... Look, if I could go anywhere and walls weren't an option, you think I'd go to this bull's house? No.
This one here
to be up in Margot Robbie's.
You're at Margot Robbie's. Yeah. I'm over at Dua Lipa's, and I'm diving deep.
Yep.
I am hitting that thing where it counts. Dua's not going to know what hit her.
Oh, Rupert.
Whatever. Rupert away. But it's time we stop. Again, Brady's right. This is where journalism is like, well, I didn't want to opine. Why? This is when it makes most sense to go, this is all bat. Fake news. We scream it at everything else. What's this? Meanwhile, I got my friend spending 10 grand a semester at some school so his daughter can ignore the cat kid in the corner. Where are the people to tell other people they're nuts? You know what happened here? Special education went away. We made it like handicapped kids instead of the nutbags. There used to be in school the handicapped kids class and the nutbag kids class. They never intertwined them. The handicapped kids, you know, the ones in the, you know, the immobilized ones, the, you know, the ones that had to show up to school to feel like, you know, I don't really know why. You could have just, I don't know, plugged them in or something and given them information like they did Neo in Matrix. But, you know, the ones that could barely walk or had trouble getting around, they kept them in one room all day, which was the wise thing to do. And then they said, we can't tell kids they're bananas. I'm telling you, there's a couple kids I remember, Jim Rich. Was one that pops to mind immediately. That dude needed the special room because he was off the walls nuts at school, bouncing off of. He was nutty. They put him in the special room because he was getting D's and he was driving everybody nuts. You have to be able to do that again. You have to say, oh, I can't imagine anybody going to Mr. Bullwinkle at Rhodes Junior High going, you know, I half identify as a cat. So I need you to put a little bedding in the corner there. And I'm gonna nestle up during your next lesson. Okay. Like, no, he'd be like, no, I got to talk to your parents. You've gone nuts. If your kid's going nuts, say so. That's all I'm saying. Certainly don't call the news. This one says, this is from a teacher. It says, all this talk of kids being cats and humans being in love with inanimate things reminds me of a book one of my students showed me yesterday that came up on one of their suggestions. It's called Stuffed by Sylvia Morrow. And the look on their face intrigued me to come over, and I asked, what are you doing? And they pointed at their screen after reading the summary. I'm like, WTF are people writing? The student's face of disgust as well. The things people love. What is Stuffed? Look up Stuffed. Is that for people with stuffed animals and inanimate objects?
Yeah.
Because that's a thing we allow now.
That TV show, the Korean one, the Chicken Nugget.
Chicken Nugget's great. Chicken Nugget's a fantastic concept. That doesn't have anything to do with loving an inanimate object. That's a fantasy. That's different. They admit that that's a fantasy.
Well, I mean, she's not actually creating, you know, making herself into a chicken nugget.
Have you watched it?
No.
Then why are you bringing it up? It has nothing to do with this.
Well, that's what I'm thinking of Stuffed.
She's a chicken nugget because there's an accident in a lab. She turns into a chicken nugget. Gotcha. And then they got to try to figure out how to make her back.
That he's her chicken nugget.
He's thinking about chicken nuggets. We lost him a while ago.
I don't care about any of this. Nuggies. Isn't there a TV show called that?
Yeah. So, I don't know. The stuffed animals, ghosts. It's time to tell your kids they're nuts. That's it. And if your kid did come in,
maybe they're full all the time.
I don't know. Maybe they're eating too much or there's bad food. If your kid came in and
said, write that book.
I'm a chicken nugget, to try to tie in whatever the hell you were talking about. And you're like, no, I'm looking at you. You're not a chicken nugget. I'm a reasonable adult human being. You are not a chicken nugget. And if you are, I'm going to cut some of you open and prove to you that you're at least not deep fried yet. You're just skin and bones and blood.
But my brain says I'm a chicken nugget.
That means you've lost your mind. That's what your brain does when it loses its mind. That's where the phrase comes from, I've lost my mind. It's not treating you normal anymore.
You can't wear the battered hat.
You can't batter yourself. You can't. I'm going to batter you if you try to. Parents, you got to start getting on that. Your kid isn't a cat. It doesn't see ghosts. It doesn't date ghosts. And it certainly isn't pretty enough to get this ghost. Rupert, you're a good-looking man. If you can hear me out there, and you can, because
He's everywhere.
He's everywhere. He has air. He's probably sucked into my big Jew beak. A couple of times, blew my nose and Rupert came out.
What was that?
If anybody has the ability to suck up ghosts from the air, it's me. And yet, it's yet to happen. So stop it. Now, pretty soon, we let this get out of hand, and there's going to be rape charges against dead guys, and their families are going to have to pay somebody because their ghost showed up and had their way with a lady against her will. But yeah, Rupert ain't coming to your house, Bull. You're it ain't happening.
Oh, I'm Rupert the ghost, and I love a portly woman with a bi-level haircut from the late 80s. Preferably dyed ugly purple on top. The side shaved on one side.
That's a beautiful Outback you drive.
Rupert levitating.
There's 7 billion people on the planet. Rupert the ghost chose me.
That used to be called delusional. Delusional.
Her girlfriend comes home and catches her with Rupert.
What's going on?
Legs are wide open. There's like snowballs or something flying around the room. You can't tell what's happening.
It's Rupert. He's firing his ghost load. You told me you weren't sleeping with him.
You see how nuts it is? Nope. News is that. And how come gay ghosts don't come back from the times way back in the day, back before they couldn't be in heaven and stuff because they were committing sins and now they're not, but they used to be. And now they don't go to heaven anymore. They do go to heaven. Why don't they come back and start raping everybody?
And maybe Paul Lynde will come back.
Right. Lynde would come back. Now it's my turn. And he just starts pounding away on anything he wants because who can see him? If that's part of being a ghost, that you can come back and date some people, that would be going on all the time. There are a lot of lonely ghosts that left this planet feeling pretty bad. A lot of virgins died. And if you can break the plane and show up, you might even bang this bull, but I doubt it. She's low on the list. So stupid. What if her lesbian roommate comes home, swings the door open, and there's the bull on her knees just air bobbing.
Yeah, walked in.
Oh, sorry, I was blowing my ghost.
Makes me more nervous that she found someone after She's been dating this ghost to date her.
I have to tell you, I date a ghost.
Oh, okay. This dinner's over. You're crazy.
You're going to have to share me with a ghost I sleep with.
No, I'm not. You're alone again. It's Patrick Swayze. God damn it. He didn't even bang Demi Moore, did he? He just kind of rubbed up against her a little bit.
I don't remember.
Yeah, the movie, I think they just like, made pots together.
I never got through the whole thing.
Did they get a cheat touch at the end or something? Because he...
Oh,
he's
that's
trying to communicate
right.
Her
that's right.
The he
broke.
Whole time
he, yeah, and, they broke the rule. Whoopi made him break the rule. That's right. And he could actually feel her for a sec, but he didn't even go.
He never
like,
banged her.
I don't think.
Well, they were together
in the beginning,
yeah. But not as a ghost.
As a ghost, he couldn't.
Terrible move. Why come back?
Because exactly. The whole time he's battling
to save
her
make pots and pans.
Here's
that.
He could move objects and stuff to try to communicate.
They were trying to open a Williams Sonoma or something. I don't know what they were doing.
She still found
a dumbass movie.
But yeah, you're right. Why come back?
Right.
To save her from getting murdered. First off, that doesn't make sense. If she gets murdered,
she's going to be with you.
She'll be with him.
Right.
All right. This is dumber than I thought. I hated Ghost.
That love that movie.
I hated Ghost when it came out. I hate it more now. I didn't even think of that angle. And it's because of this bull over here in Minnesota that's dating Rupert, the Swedish god that came back for no reason. You don't think Vikings would come back with their mentality? Or, Genghis Khan's crew? They didn't have a whole lot of rules. They'd be coming back if ghosts were real. They wouldn't come back and just start hosing all of us and raping and pillaging through ghost
yeah,
ways.
Cross over. Yeah.
Yeah. Stupid. It's time to start calling people crazy again. Break out the big coat. Somebody should be knocking on that bull's door today with like a big fake check that says you've won. Lesbian of the Year,
Ed
Minnesota.
Comes yeah, back Ed as a ghost.
Hey, congratulations, you're Lesbian of the Year. And then out from behind the check, two dudes jump up and put a coat with long sleeves on her and wrap her up and put her in a padded room and say, look, you've gone fat crazy. You can't be in society anymore.
Oh, but what about Rupert?
He can visit you in the, trust me, the walls don't stop him. Stop it. But yeah, this story didn't have the writer of this story was like, isn't it beautiful? Like, oh, my God. Meanwhile, we can't get the truth out of a Biden story or a Trump story to save our ass.
I was just going to say, how much further down the line were their comments? Thanks, Obama.
Well, it is kind of his fault. I mean, he did turn the White House into a rainbow one day. I mean, that never happened before him. They never lit it up that way. And then we all went crazy. I'm all for the gays having the ability to get married. I don't know why you'd want to, but they did. But then it's led to this. And that was the argument everybody had. Well, we let this happen, and Katie bar the door. Everybody's going to be dating dogs and cats. I'm like, oh, you're all crazy. That's kind of what's happened. The loony Georgian that said, if we let people love whatever they want to love, they're going to start loving cars and stuffed animals and cats. Like, oh, those
you'll see.
Stupid religious hillbillies. They're idiots. They were on it, man. They nailed it.
Now,
marriage between a man and a woman. And that's the way it should be. Otherwise, love who you want. You just can't get married. Because next thing you know, you're going to be stuffing it in an Oldsmobile. Like, that won't happen. Nope. There's an entire website of it. Cletus was right. I don't say that.
You're not crazy. It's just natural.
It feels right to love the Oldsmobile.
They have feelings.
I don't like the 98. It's too big. I like the 88. It's just right.
My Cutlass was cheating on me.
Right. Yeah. Because it meshed into a Jeep on the freeway.
When you meshing with that Jeep, I saw you. It's damage all over you. You can't deny it.
Anyway, we've all gone nuts. But if you're dating a ghost right now, and you're listening to the show. Normally don't like to say this to people who listen to the show. I like to respect the listener and everything, but go f- off somewhere else. Don't be here anymore. If you, I don't want you around.
It's like Jim Cross is here.
Yeah, yeah. Jim Cross is standing outside your house. Standing outside this nutty bitch's house that says she's dating a ghost. And KTR would like to say, go f- get off our airways. Yeah, if you're currently in ghost land or you're like, I meet a ghost. I talk to a ghost every day. Stop it and just get off our porch. We don't. So there's 48 other stations in the city. Don't leave us be. Go date your ghost somewhere else and listen to Big 94.5 or whatever the hell they're doing. They play Queen all the time. They're going to love it. They got Nico. I think that guy's name's Nico. He's very nice. Go crazy.
Every 10 songs, Queen.
Oh, a 10? That would be like a record if they managed to get to a 10th song without playing Queen. The station's horrible. They ruined Cool 94.5. And as a guy in radio for a quarter of a century, I look at Phoenix Radio a little bit like it's kind of been a baby to me. I've hated all of it because I've competed against it, but I recognize game. Changing Cool into whatever they changed it into was an absolute travesty. Idiots of radio. Suits that take away nostalgia and heritage in one felt swoop. And then play Queen 45 times an hour. Doesn't make any sense. But let them ruin it. They don't show up in the ratings for a reason because those guys are dumb. Whoever's running that place shouldn't have a job anymore, but I'm sure he'll get promoted. Anyway, 7:15. He's probably dating a ghost, too. And again, yeah, that's a concert. I want to do liners with David Lee.
98 KUPD's Homework's Morning Sickness. If you're dating a ghost, go f*** yourself.
Oh, that's not right. Rupert and I are leaving.
Rupert doesn't count in the ratings, so go on. Get out of here. We're number one with ghosts. Can you imagine how crazy it would be if I said that? Yeah, maybe that's what Big 94.5's doing. Well, we don't do very well with the living, but our ratings say that we're number one with ghosts. Abraham Lincoln got a meter, and he's been listening every day. It's been pretty great.
Listen to the spirits.
You ghosts call up right now or just show up. You can do whatever you want. Just pop in here and get two tickets to ELO in October. Well, you don't need tickets. You're a ghost. Well,
yeah, just, like just, Brett said, Slimer's going to be out in the van.
Go to the show. No nuclear-powered weapons here, ghosts. You're safe. Not like that KUPD. Yeah, we're getting rid of your ghosts. Yep.
Stay tuned for Casper. He's up next.
Fat nutbag.
I'm dating a ghost. See ya. Where'd you go?
I'm leaving. You're crazy.
The drive home with the swaz.
Yeah. And here we're going to play a little Unchained Melody again to remind you that the swaz is outside your door, just waiting to come in and make pots. Don't you love pots? I do. There's nobody here on earth will talk to me, so I got to rely on ghosts to be my friends. That used to be called crazy. All right. What do you got on the big board of musical treats there, Bert?
I don't even know. All right. Wake Up Song brought to you
Maybe
guys.
Maybe Ghost.
I think it is on there. Wake Up Song brought to you by Action Ride Shop. Right now, head on over there and see Josh and the boys because all Action branded outerwear is buy one, get one free. All winter goods, 20% off. And with all the snow up north, you can get your snow goggles right now at 25% off. So actionrideshop.com or just go visit the boys. They're going to take care of you.
I just thought of this. You don't think that, like, there's ghosts that were real funny when they were here? That would be like when Brady ordered pizzas for that dead girl, like a frat of ghosts. If Brady and I were in heaven together, and I'm like, hey, Brady, and Brett's still alive. Like, let's say Brady and I are killed in a terrible car accident today. And they're like, a couple days from now, we're ghosts. And I'm like, well, this is rough, right? And we get to, evidently, you just keep hanging around your work mates and stuff. And then Brett's walking around town, like, oh, I can't believe it. I don't know what to do. And I'm like, watch this, Brady. And then I just start jerking Brett off. And he's standing there talking to, like, Tripp. And Tripp and Weaver go, oh. I swear Holmberg just jerked me off, you guys. Like, get him out of here. He's crazy. He's a sex offender. We'd be laughing like we'd be ghost laughing all the way. Like, I'd be doing it to presidents. And, you know, another, God. Oh, God. Oh, that jokester ghost has jerked me off again in public. You don't think there'd be funny ghosts doing that?
Changing out his pasta to ragu.
How often would Brady come?
Kill myself.
In the middle of the night, you hear
changing labels.
Brett's asleep. What? That sounds like the fridge just opened.
Brady, come on.
We're swapping out all that mama's juice
what
with
the
delicious ragu.
We swapped it out. We're funny ghosts.
Funny ghosts would be fingering you constantly and jerking you off.
This would be a movie.
Yeah, I'd be blowing Brett every day.
Like, why would you guys be wasting time at my house?
Because it's hilarious.
We had all the time in the world.
I'd be over at Dua's house.
You're just laying down on the couch, just like, Matthias, like, what's going on?
I don't know.
Don't worry about it.
Ever since Holmberg died, I get these blowjobs out of thin air.
I'd be making your life a nightmare. Everywhere you go that's important, I'd be jerking you off. And then you'd have to, like, start hitting your own. Nobody. What are you doing?
It's like, just trying to buy a car. Out here collecting books for everyone.
And then on Sundays. Oh, hey, ha, ha. Dumb and Lamb of God. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, congregation. Goddamn ghosts.
I'd have to go to Father Dale's church after that. Great. Thanks.
There'd be funny ghosts just beating us off like crazy. Damn it, ghosts.
It was a ghost.
It was a ghost. I swear to God, I just got a wreck for no reason. It started.
You're buying this story about that girl.
Yeah, exactly. If you are like, you're mean. Like, okay, then why isn't that happening? Because I know for a fact I'd be a funny ghost. And I'd be jerking everybody off.
Apparently Rupert. That
damn funny ghost is here again. Look, honey, we need to talk. I don't think I love you. Oh.
You do love me.
No, I swear that was a goddamn funny ghost.
You just had a... Are you all right?
Yeah. Pretty sure I get blown by ghosts. And women, and we'd have like a rule to never do it to women. So it was just dudes trying to explain them to them. And just standing in line at Subway, just smashing their penis. Stop it! Stop it! This guy's going crazy. It would be awesome. I'd be a funny ghost, for sure. Who's with me?
I'm in.
Even Brady would do it. Brady would meet Jesus and say, welcome, Brady. What is your first plan to do as you're part of the spiritual world?
I'm going to go down and beat Brett off for a minute. Can I have 5 minutes alone with Brett?
Yes, my son. That's the whole purpose of this.
What would you like to do?
You have one thing to do today. What would it be?
I'm going
to
go beat Brett off.
Go get him, Ghost Brady. Oh, Lamb of God. I get that Vishnu involved. I'd start rooting for that to be a god and get that eight-armed beast out there taking care of a movie rope. Ghosts aren't real.
March Madness would take a turn.
Oh, my God. Right in the middle. He goes up for the final shot. He just threw it into the front row for no reason and ejaculated on the floor. Kentucky's out. Maybe that's what happened last night. The ghosts were just fondling Kentucky's balls and Oakland was knocking down every shot. Ghosts. You're idiots. Yeah, all you ghost believers that have contact, you're gone. Go away. Big 94.5, go over there. I don't have time for you. I don't have time for lunacy. I got enough going on. I'm sorry. Brett, go ahead.
All right, on the list.
I wanted to go early.
Metallica,
today.
Pantera, Rammstein, Static X, In Flames, The Ghost Inside, Ghost, Megadeth, Terror, Shinedown, Ministry, Tool, and Ray Parker Jr. making, I think, his first appearance on the board here.
Oh, God. Wayne just emailed me and said, I just told my wife your comments about the Norse god ghost going after a hog. She defended the hog and said, well, he doesn't see her that way. He sees her spirit, and it's a soulmate that's inhabiting the body of that woman. He doesn't see her human form, but her soul. And all I was thinking of, oh, God.
Wayne's wife must be hard.
Yeah.
It's been a good couple of years. I got to go.
Yeah. He goes, all I was thinking was Shallow Hal, the ghost. And goes, and yes, I have to tell you, we have lots of incense candles, rocks, and large crystals in my house.
You need, Wayne, run for your life.
Get out. She's not going to get better as she gets older. That's going to get crazier.
The ghost doesn't see.
Well, all right, then I don't see Brett's outer form, but I'm going to jerk his soul off a lot.
All right.
Random handies.
Brett's going to be like an old school, like 1880s mental patient. You know, before when we used to be able to say the R word, and they'd put them in homes, and they just sat in rooms. And went, it will be never ending.
Come on, no more.
I am not.
I'm raw,
bro.
I'm raw. You just hear on my ghost hands.
Get out of my office, Vesely. That's enough.
It's a ghost.
He sees my inner beauty.
Vesely, wake up.
Did I nod off again?
Damn it. I gotta get out of this knife.
That's the real story we need to do with Patrick Swayze and.
Oh, yeah.
The funny ghost.
He's up there diddling instead of making pots
exactly.
and pans.
I don't want romance ghost. Yeah. I want funny ghost. When Sean Wayans comes back in here, he'll make that movie. When you get back, I might text him today.
That's a good
I got a great idea for you. Ghost only, he's hilarious. He just beats his friends off in like the most serious moments of their lives. Funerals, you know, car dealerships. I don't know why that's so serious to me, but those are the moments you got to pay attention. tax guy. I got to go see my guy, Steven. And worst thing that could happen is my friend Kevin shoots back. If Kevin, my friend Kevin, who's been dead for 10 years, he'd do that. He's hilarious. Ralphie May, he's a ghost. You don't think he'd come back and start fiddling around if he could? All right, that's enough of that. Brett, you just better hope you die before me. Let's go with some ghosts today. Is The Ghost Inside any good? I don't even know that song.
I don't know. Pull it up. You don't want Ray Parker Jr.?
No, because then we got to pay Huey Lewis.
I don't mind.
I don't mind paying Huey Lewis. I just can't believe they still play that song. Ray Parker just sang it again. And I'm like, man, that's the, like, that is the most acceptable thievery.
He gets a little piece.
Ray?
Yeah.
I don't even think he gets performer's piece because it's the writers all go, it's all Huey Lewis. It's because it's One a New Drug, it's the same song. So all the royalties of that go to Huey Lewis. He gets like a performer's fee, but I think there's less of it because it's punishment for singing a stolen song. But the dude's still doing it. Like, they're running it out there with this new Ghostbusters. And I'm like, it's criminal. But this is the ghost.
Yeah, I don't know what.
I don't even know what this band is.
I'll just skip in a little bit.
Who are they? Well, this is called Death Grip.
Yeah.
I got a death grip.
Yeah.
Had to use a ghost.
All right, let's do it.
With Death Grip.
Death Grip. That's me. I'm known as Death Grip, the ghost. Let's play that. That's kind of cool. The Ghost Inside. All right, beautiful. There you
go. I think it's clean. We'll see.
And Brett will be leaving to go over to whatever, right as the Brady Report closes up. We got to get your videos in. So, Brady, you got to do a fast one today. We'll get it all done. I meant to go faster, and I didn't. So,
you son of a...
I apologize. Here's your wake-up song. Death Grip from The Ghost Inside. Never heard of it. New stuff.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station. UPD.
You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it. What the hell is wrong with you?
UPD.
Let's get right to it. Brett's got to get out of here, so we got to stay on time today. Look at this. It's time for the Brady Report, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Hooters. We're going to be out there this morning at Four Peaks in Tempe, but Hooters is doing stuff too, and that's all the time. Nothing but net all weekend long. So tomorrow, Sunday, you can head on over there and get all that basketball action you're desiring with the Hoops Bundle. 16 boneless wings. You get your dipping and your fries. It's just $16 for the whole shebang. That's the Hoops Bundle at Hooters this weekend. Everything's about basketball right now, so go enjoy it. Thanks, Hooters. Brady reported.
Good Friday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. We've made it.
Hi.
Happy National Goof-Off Day.
Yes.
That's every day.
I'll take it.
Couple of basis fun facts. Neil Patrick Harris was considered for the Private Ryan, for Private Ryan in Saving Private Ryan, but Steven Spielberg wanted a relatively unknown actor, Matt Damon. He did it just before Good Will Hunting.
He didn't want Doogie Howser to take the job.
Astronauts who go to the International Space Station need to become fluent in both English and Russian before they go.
Huh. It's weird that we can get along so well there. You know, it's like the governments of both Russia and the United States have all these, we're going to sanction you this and this is bad. And that space station doesn't seem to have any hiccups at all with politics.
There's an office term that's trending, office goggles. It's like beer goggles. People are saying for some reason someone you work with, you'd never outside of the office, like if you didn't work with them, you wouldn't probably
talk
think they're
them.
Hot or anything. Yeah, but you become attracted to him in the office by working with him.
No kidding.
Or her.
So you find them attractive because they're at work with you?
Yeah. You, I guess get to know them while you're working
with them. Isn't it the opposite of that? The more you get to know people, the less attractive they are?
Most of the time.
Yeah.
They reveal themselves.
It's the,
it's been in the Urban Dictionary since 2006, but for some reason.
Office goggles are for like when you bone a girl at the Christmas party you would have never boned. Because you know her so well, and it's, you know, there's been some tension, but she's still nothing you'd ever consider outside of that. That's what I would consider. I wouldn't say it's like, you know, hanging out downstairs with Steve Moynihan and then going, you know, I think I might be gay for Moynihan a little bit.
Was the office boning in your laundry room years ago between people that didn't know each other?
No. There was one of the girls didn't even work here.
Urban Dictionary definition. says it's similar to beer goggles, but caused by a contained area like an office.
Oh, you're trapped.
They claim
them.
Repeatedly seeing the same person can raise their score an average of 2 points.
Yeah.
So if they're a 7 on the street, they're like a 9 at work.
So it's basically when you get desperate and you're trapped in a box with somebody for a while, you're going to ding them. Unless they're dating a ghost.
Someone asked a bunch of millennials, what are the top things they would throw out when your parents die?
Like the condolences?
Well, things that
oh, throw
have to go
away.
The house.
I
yeah,
see what,
you're what they're
oh.
thinking. They're saying the box your phone came in. Evidently, we saved that.
I still have mine. Yeah.
Who does?
The millennial parents, like, would be our generation.
Yeah. What we'd throw away when they die?
Yeah, if their parents died,
oh,
and they went in their house.
So if you die, what yeah, Kirby will what throw Kirby away? Your beer cans. End of story.
She wants them.
Yeah, she does, to throw away.
The
and that's just to piss mom off. No, she's a teenage girl. Her job right now.
You are convincing yeah. yourself she wants those.
Her job right now is to piss mom off. She's, that's exactly what a teenage girl is supposed to do.
The Dave Matthews Band shirt you stood in line for at the concert in 2001 was on the list. Hundreds of plastic shopping bags you've saved up. All the DVDs you're still saving. Your collection of thermoses and water bottles.
Huh.
All that old makeup you're still hoarding.
You keep saying your. It's out. Because like, it's millennials are throwing away their. So it's their stuff. Because when
their,
I hear your, it's like
it's
their parents are throwing.
Stuff.
Okay, right.
This lady could make a funeral. She's in London. So instead, she decided to Zoom the funeral.
Sure.
Problem was, she Zoomed it because she was getting ready. Since she couldn't make the funeral, she could make the wake. But she Zoomed herself while taking a shower and didn't realize.
She didn't know she was in the shower?
She probably didn't know she had her camera on.
Had the camera on.
What was it doing in there with her?
That's what time the funeral was getting. So she was getting ready to go to the wake because she wasn't able to make the funeral.
So she got in the
wake before the funeral?
Yeah. So she had
the wake's before the funeral.
Yeah, the wake is before.
Or not. Well, the after ceremony of the. I guess you'd call that the.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The
you want to check out the spread?
Yeah.
You know, the service.
She's going to where the food was.
So she hops in the shower with her phone.
Yeah. Wasn't able to make the service.
Doesn't,
but getting ready to the shower to the wake later on, they said.
Okay, but she doesn't realize that she's. Watching this live and they're watching her?
Well, evidently not.
You can do a Zoom, but turn your camera off
right.
or they can't see you. So you can watch what's going on, but you
so
can turn your camera off.
She thought it was off.
No.
Anyway, she didn't find out until someone at the wake let her know
that her big
it was on there. And there is the
she
video
looked
is,
good?
But it's pixelated. No, you can't really tell.
Was it Asian porn?
The person also said, and by the way, she shaved in the shower as well. You could see that.
She shaved the
right.
naughty bits.
The
that's tough.
Woman.
Have you ever, hey, by the way, have you ever watched that?
No.
Oh, that's a rough.
I just like the aftermath. I don't
oh,
know,
sure, yeah. The results
yeah,
are what we're
great,
after.
Yeah.
You don't want to see how the sausage is
Ew.
Made.
No.
Because sometimes you walk in, it looks like there's sausage being made if you get the right angle. There's a lot of squatting. Looks like she just got off a horse. A lot of angles.
If I walk in and see her reaching for the razor, I walk right back out.
Oh, I never go in there. It's just, I've accidentally seen it. And it is it's a peculiar predicament. And I know that if I'm trimming up, it ain't. There's a lot of bow-leggedness to it.
Oh.
You bow-leg up.
Moving stuff out of the way.
And then leg on a counter. If you walked in on me with leg on a counter, we wouldn't be friends anymore.
No, I have to you lock the bedroom door.
Oh, you lock all the doors. You make sure that's a fort.
Three boys robbed a Wells Fargo bank in Houston last Thursday during their spring break. According to the FBI, their ages were 11, 12, and 16. They're calling them the Little Rascals. They passed a threatening note to a teller.
Don't.
Were given some amount of money and ran off on foot till the police nabbed them. It's unclear if they were armed since they didn't produce a weapon during the robbery. But police say they think they were.
And they found them in
So they're looking at a second-degree felony.
Went back to the He-Man Woman Haters Society and found all the loot.
Beat the crap out of Darla when
That's right. Froggy was there and Buckwheat, although we can't really put the blame on him. That's wrong.
Of course he was there.
A Houston news station conducted a poll asking whether the parents should be charged in crimes like these.
Give us all the yummy money.
Let me handle it, Buckwheat.
60% of the people in the poll said, yeah, the parents should be charged.
Absolutely. It's their fault.
11% said no.
Nope. You know why? Because they get dumb kids. There's 11% of them that know that their kids can get them into that pickle. They don't want that law passed. Parents should most definitely go to some sort of jail when their kids are felonious at age 12. Yep. It's their fault. Your kid's on drugs? Your fault. Your kid's robbing banks? Your fault. You know who I know this? Talk to every therapist. All they do is tell you it's your parents' fault. It's your parents' fault. It's your parents' fault. That, you did it. Whatever you did, it's your fault. Your kids are your little the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, they say. That's because you're the tree. Your fault. If Kirby robbed a bank today, I'd be like, what'd you do wrong?
Nothing. We were
Nope, you did something wrong. You should sit out for a year and think about it.
Ain't my problem.
Oh, it would be.
Oh, it'd be a big
problem.
It'd
be horrible.
But I don't see why I would be charged for that.
You're responsible for her. You know what? I mean, it's the same
11,
thing.
12,
if you have a party and somebody drinks too much and leaves your house and kills someone, it's your fault. They're going to jail too.
Yep.
But so are you. No different. You're responsible
if they're
for
overserved. Yep. Yeah.
You were responsible for whoever was in your house.
Think about the amount of time spring breaks where you're just if you didn't go anywhere, you're sitting around with some friends.
Yeah.
You could. There's a choice you could make. Some bad judgment calls. Let's go rob a bank.
Right.
That's the parents' fault?
Yeah.
Sitting around on spring break.
Because you know what good parents would do?
I had that opportunity. I never did it.
You never had an opportunity to rob a bank, and I guarantee you.
Oh, sitting around like I could have made that choice. I didn't. I knew better.
Well, there you go.
That's good parenting.
But I don't blame my parents.
Because Torpin, your mom,
you are giving your parents credit.
Yeah, there you go.
God gets all the
credit. No. God gets no. So God caused them to rob the bank then?
No.
Why didn't
they turn their cheek?
Oh, God. Exactly. No, you're giving your parents credit. So then God should go to jail?
Yeah. But what if the parents were doing that?
They weren't, clearly.
I mean, you could have really good parents. As you're saying, a kid that is on drugs is because of the parents.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with that, Brady. I think you're right. Yeah. And also,
I disagree with that.
Yeah, if your kid's 12 and on drugs, it's because you did something terribly wrong.
Disagree with that.
They weren't doing a bang-up job. And if your kid robs a bank, you're not doing your job right. Because you know what you didn't do? You didn't wander in and go, your friends are assholes and they're not allowed in my house anymore. You're letting them hang out with bad people, and parents always see it first.
Yeah, well,
that's bad parenting.
11, 12, and 16.
Yep.
Told Alex that. I'm like, hey, Landon's a funny dude. I know you like him a lot. Landon's going to get you in trouble.
Yep. My dad stopped me from hanging out from several people, and three of them are dead.
Whoa.
And one of them was almost in jail.
Wait a minute. You're 3 for 7 on dead people? Dead
friends? There were 3 guys that died. 2 of them within a year of each other. Another one about 15 years later. But one of the guys was almost in jail.
That's a bad percentage to be your friend.
And my dad saw him playing baseball in our cul-de-sac. That one are no good. I'm like, what? You could see it. I knew. All those kids with long hair and no shirt on in the 80s, they're in jail now.
Brady, how come you're... Goddamn God doesn't take any blame.
Right, yeah. It's all roses with this guy.
There's plenty of people that blame him.
I do. Well, I don't think he's real, but...
And now it's time for some science news.
Hurry up. Brett's got to go. We gotta
Hello,
get
my friends. I'm Brady Hogan. This is your science news.
By the way, and again...
Take. What are you doing?
If Kirby robs a bank, I'm going to look at you and go, fail. Completely failed.
I did the best I could.
Wasn't enough. I guess... Your best wasn't good enough.
Like, if you're a chemistry major and you miss an important day and you fail that part of the test, that's on you, or is that on the teacher for not teaching?
It's the parents.
I think so, too.
Parents' fault.
Why didn't you go to school?
Now parents take responsibility.
I'm kidding. It's not.
It's 100% the parents' fault.
Ooh, if your kid
fails chemistry, it's your fault, too.
You weren't there to help.
Yep. You're not paying attention. They give progress reports. They call every 5 minutes.
So
if your kid fails anything, it's your fault for not caring.
You're paying attention.
That's what I just said.
But I'm saying when it comes down to it, she's got to do the work.
Right. And maybe she's
done. I let her know. Just like your dad said, you're going to graduate from high school.
But you make sure she does
the work.
If
you're not, you're going to hear from me.
What did you just say?
You just
proved my point.
Yeah.
My dad said, foot's going up your ass if you don't get it together right now.
Yeah.
And guess what I did?
But if you didn't graduate high school.
I would be dead.
You'd blame it on your dad.
Absolutely. For not caring. If he hadn't done that, I wouldn't have done
it. Well, no, if he said that and you still didn't do it, fault is that?
Because there would have been repercussions.
Don't do drugs.
No.
Your dad tells you don't do drugs, and you went out and you
started
you
doing drugs. Yeah. And then I'm smoking pot and doing everything else. Yeah, because he wasn't paying enough attention to me. I'm out drifting around smoking weed and doing coke and all that. Well, he should have kept a tighter leash on him. If he's worried about me being on drugs, he should have not let me be so free. There's some responsibility with parenting.
Yeah,
it is a little bit your fault. I'm not saying you're 100%. The kid has to still do it. But there is that's why parents feel guilt when their kids do terrible things, because they know they're a little responsible for it.
I mean, you tell them all the time not to do things like that. Like, you know, don't rob a bank.
Right.
Parents should not be charged because the kid decides, let's go rob a bank.
Because yes, they should. Brady, if I said don't jerk off anymore, and you jerk off, and I'm responsible for you not jerking off all the time, it's my fault for not keeping a tighter eye on that. If I just say it, I'm like, I did my part, that's just lazy.
Parents of that school shooter in Michigan got charged.
Basically,
mom got convicted.
Just saying don't rob a bank is like, well, my part here is done. And then the kid goes off and robs a bank because you're not paying attention. It's part your fault for just being like, well, I did all I could. If you're worried about your kid robbing a bank and the best you can do is don't rob banks, you're not doing your job. By the way, you shouldn't have to tell your kid don't rob banks. But you're doing a bad job if you get to that point.
So I just mentioned her name's Jennifer Crumley, the mother of the school shooter in Michigan. She was charged with a felony. And also the mother was a swinger, and that's why the jury found her guilty, because she was being negligent, but always had swingers parties and not parenting at the time. Her son knew about it and was affected by it.
Everything's your parents' fault. Yeah. Everything. And all the glory is theirs too. Like, if you do good things, they're responsible for that too.
So Brady, your shape is not due to heredity. It's due to the fact that your parents didn't tell you not to eat too much.
It's their fault.
My mom says that. It's her fault.
Yeah, see? She feels guilty.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. She started you in the habit.
Yeah, there's nothing. What's your fault? I'm perfect.
Celebrate.
The story's getting deeper and deeper as we go.
I listened to Tom Petty's You Got Lucky the other day, and I thought that's another one you should think. Because it's all about you.
You got lucky, babe. I found you.
All right.
A study found that it's theoretically possible to create an even harder material than diamonds, which now they're calling super diamonds.
Ooh.
Guys, you're in trouble. New bling on the way.
Ooh.
So, John, you got to blame Dan that you don't know how to change a goddamn windshield wiper.
Completely his fault. He wouldn't let me touch any of the stuff.
You were holding the flashlight.
I was always just the flashlight kid. I don't know how to do anything, and it's his fault. This guy says, why is Toledo such a douche? Who's to blame? The lack of a father.
Yeah.
Well, probably Morris.
Yeah.
That guy was your influence. Yeah.
The night sky could gain a new star in the next few months. It's coming out of nowhere. No, it's not. It's actually two stars that orbit each other, and they're usually too dim to see. But every 79 years or so, there's a nova outburst.
Cool.
Makes them brighter than the North Star. It could happen between now and September. So watch every night.
Yeah, stare at the sky if you've got nothing better to do.
But again, to go back to your thing, it didn't just happen overnight. It's been happening.
It's done.
Millions. Right.
Crazy part is we're just now seeing it.
Right. It's burnt out.
Or watch your kids instead.
You know what? Yeah, that kid of yours is about to rob a bank. Maybe,
no kidding.
Maybe take your eyes from
the stars.
Yeah, look, Neil deGrasse, dumbass. You should probably take a look at that dickhead smoking all the weed in your house.
Thanks, Holmberg. 14 years, haven't been worried about my kid robbing a bank. I am today.
Yep, man, we're good. I'm a parenting tool.
SpaceX tested a new emergency slide for astronauts. You see this?
No.
It's like the ones on airplanes, but much longer.
Yeah, all the way back to Earth.
I would hope so. The launch pad.
Oh, I thought it was up in space.
No, from the space station, basically. It's not for the space station.
Yeah.
The launch pad, it's probably however tall that is, 80, 90 feet. Yeah. Maybe taller than that.
You don't have time for that.
It's 91 feet, 5 inches.
If a slide shoots out of the side of a rocket midway through launch, you're going to just dive into fire.
That's your science news.
All right, Nostradon asshole.
Yeah. You're just mad because your kid's a dick.
When do they start taking responsibility for their actions then?
17.
17?
Yep. Okay. You're responsible for them till they're 18. I'll give you 1 year before they're adults to be like, all right, you're on your own.
I'm blaming it on the 16-year-old.
Okay. I'm blaming it on his parents or lack thereof.
This teacher in Taylor, Michigan, Dominique Brown, got fired from her school. And she says Taylor Prep fired her because she is a rap artist. Her rap name is Drippin' Honey.
Oh, right.
That's also and her only fan's said, name. Look,
I don't know why they fired me for this, but one parent caught the video.
Sure.
Let's see if I can find the song.
Oh, it's
Drippin' Honey. Well, she says there are some cuss words in it, but she was also awarded Teacher of the month before they fired her.
Wonder how she won that.
It's called Drippin' 101.
It's a TikTok video. I got it, but it's I don't have the video, but I got the song.
It's filthy.
I don't know.
All right, let's see.
She's pretty good.
Motown baby going crazy like the 80s. Motown baby going crazy like
teacher?
The 80s.
Yeah.
Motown baby going crazy baby. Like the 80s. I put it on the floor and I dare bitch to take it. Niggas run the
room. Oh,
hey. Yeah.
That's right. N-word. F-word. Who had N-word? Maybe she's just looking for Amanda.
Well, here's a couple of the names of her songs here.
Oh, no. Man, you're allowed to rap the third on the one side, down. Right? Third one down is N-word no.
Plus, she's still dripping on the other one.
Oh, yeah. She was dripping honey in track one, and by four, still dripping. She's so got a discharge issue.
So it's like the never-ending story. It's always dripping.
Yeah, well, that's not good.
Followed by no cheat code and never. Not yeah. Never. Never.
Can't stop the drip is track 12, and it's just a...
That's how well she dresses, John.
I know what dripping is. I'm hip.
Word. Did you really just throw yeah. down
he dropped the drip.
Man.
Toledo, ask me. On yeah, this stuff.
About how he's to so drip. Street. Look at him. He's dripping right now.
By the way, if you bought a crossbow.
I'm going to listen to this later.
Me too.
No, Brent.
N-word no.
No, N-word right. No.
Take my Jeep down to Four Peaks. Right. Windows all the way down. Blast that thing.
If you bought a crossbow from Dick's Sporting Goods, Cabela's, and Bass Pro Shop between September of 2021 and October 2023.
Yeah.
It backfires. There's a recall.
Okay.
Yeah. They've been discharging unexpectedly.
They just fire arrows on their own?
Yeah.
You have to load it.
Who has
to
load it? A loaded crossbow sitting on their dresser? Just in case there's predators.
I mean, Jesus.
It fires on their own.
You whose fault that is?
Who does?
The parents.
The parents.
13,500 crossbows.
Well, sure, they sell them, but I mean, most of them are put away without an arrow in it.
Raven brand. Most of them, the Raven R500, and they have a whole list of them.
Keep it loaded at all times in case someone breaks in. I want to William Tell their ass. All right. Get to the video.
Look, look at this. There's the teacher right here.
That's her. Oh, that's real bitch is her? Okay. she's crossed the lines as an elementary school teacher. This dripping honey.
Wow. Thing.
Whose fault do you think it is that Brett enjoys racial slur humor so much? I
his,
guarantee I know who's
dad.
It is.
His dad's a saint.
That's all the way through the family.
I was
going to
say, that's
come
a
on.
Proud tradition.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You laugh at everything that rhymes
oh,
with
yeah.
It. And you've made me appreciate that genre as well. All right. Get to those videos. Let's get Brett out of here.
Brady, do you have any?
Yeah. I have a couple. But the, what's the first one again?
You don't know them.
I'm going to wait.
Come on, jumping on him. Let's go.
First one's a guy jumping through a bus.
Oh, through a bus?
Yeah. He's trying to do a...
Oh, science news. All right. He's jumping through... There's a parked bus on
blocks.
Yeah, and
it's got open doors on either side.
He's on like a bike.
And a car.
In a car. Oh!
Gets snagged by something through the bus.
So he tries to jump through like what is a school bus with sides cut off of it.
And it's packed with his bros.
They lift the car up to a point where it can drive under the bus, and the guy tries to jump out of the car, through the hole, and land back on the car, and he clearly misses all of it.
How do they put a bus on blocks in the middle of a street there?
That's some cruddy country.
Russia.
Yeah, that looks like Ukraine.
It looks like the beeline drag a little bit. It's still there.
That is a little.
Oh,
Jesus. This is Ukraine. This is what this is their fun. This is a sport.
First quote: Russian citizenship test.
What does the wolf do?
Guys have flowers.
Hey, hold tight. Did that dude get up?
Yeah. He did.
We do not want to go to war with these people.
Nope.
Yeah, he got right up.
Yeah, and did it again and made it.
This was the first try. You have to give it at least two or three more.
Apparently the guy's commenting. He says, yes, I broke all elbows, damaged my knee, heel, pelvic floor, but I knew what I was going for. Now you understand. I want to become the greatest stuntman and nothing can stop me. The samurai has only the way I am Chibadarev.
Okay. First off, the thing that stopped you was the bus and the pavement. So, yes, you can be stopped.
And if you broke your pelvic floor, yeah, why are you up walking around?
That's amazing. That he broke that his shock? Pelvis he's and he hopped shock? Up, I guess. Or he's the toughest mother effer alive.
Well, he's Russian.
Next one's a tough delivery day for the mailman.
Okay. So surveillance camera. Here's the turn. Mailman coming on hot. He hits the curb. Oh, he's whoa, leaning. Oh, whoa, God, out of he the fell truck. Out of the truck, and the truck is on its roll. Oh, the mailman can't catch the
trips.
Speeding truck is, oh, it's trashed up the whole entire front yard. He lost control of one of those incredibly slow mail trucks.
Well, you just failed at life.
Why is that mailman in jeans and a sweatshirt?
Damn!
They don't have a
uniform. It was Casual Friday.
I guess so. Or it's...
How fast is he going to deliver that mail?
Dude, yeah, he was coming in a little hot on that box.
I think he might have stolen that. That doesn't that doesn't look like a mailman, and he wasn't stopping at any of the houses.
So they pasted a comment there. It says, fun fact, there have not been any new U.S. mail trucks since 1994.
Well, there hasn't been any use for mail since 1994, so... That's since fair. The internet, it's been that's like, fair. Oh, thanks
Amazon's for all them pamphlets and stuff that you get in the mailbox. Exactly.
Thanks for the coupons, yeah, Derek. Oh, grandma sent me another letter I'm not going to read.
Next one, I hope this kind of sports interviewing happens during the March Madness.
Okay, we're in Africa. Or the Middle East. Oh, dude's just tugging his wing right there under his...
Every time he talks.
Maybe it's a ghost.
Yeah. He's trying to knock the joke ghost off. He's screaming.
He goes back to the junk three or four times.
This is the Middle East somewhere. He's in a dress. Man, that dude is playing with his wiener a lot.
Must be cricket.
Whatever it is, you should have done a waist-up shot.
Is that your dad joke for that one?
Yeah.
It's a cricket. It's his wiki-googly.
All right, Brett, knock him out and then get out of here.
All right. Okay. I only got two. Good. I'll make them count.
Here we go. Video number one.
This is, making sure your woman does the ironing for you.
Oh, no. Okay. Good Lord. What are we going to see?
Oh, she's got a hot iron. He's got his legs steam. Open and no pants on.
She's steaming his wiener up against the ironing board. The board. She put the ironing on the board.
She ironed it. Oh, God.
Fake.
There's steam coming out of the goddamn iron. Look.
Yeah, that's his parents' fault.
You think this guy's parents aren't to blame for some of this?
Nope.
I do. You raised that.
Unless that's a family tradition.
You raised that to be so mentally screwed up it wants an iron on its dick. Mom and dad are to blame a little
both
bit.
Both of them.
Who's to blame, Brady? The mother and the father. It's right there in Willy Wonka.
All right, Brady, this one's for you.
Go get him. Oh, God, a guy's going all the way in. Elbow. Some dude's in like
a... I thought
that was he's
whoa. Now he's oh, dude's beehole is out in a beehive man. Form. And a guy has got just...
To his elbow?
And he's tugging. The other guy is really enjoying this.
But he's up to his elbow and...
He went with the oils.
Whoa.
He's going all the way in elbows, and then he pulls out the insides, and now he's just... Fondling it like he's, you know what it looks like? It does look like when Swayze and Demi Moore were making the clay pots.
An older gentleman.
He's using two fingers. He's being real gentle with the outer edge of his now prolapsed behind.
Oh,
now he's prolapsing the prolapse. And he's rubbing the inside of the inside. Oh, my God. I didn't even know your body did this.
There's three more minutes
of it. He's making a pot.
Oh, no, okay. That's,
man.
He's making a pot. It's so he's so tender.
Is this ghost?
This doesn't even look like it hurts. It's he's so tender.
We need some unchained metal medley blade under
one of our commercials. Tasha, please.
Oh, he pushed it back in, and he's smiling because he knows it's going to come back out any second now. Oh, he eyeballed his partner, and now he's got his hand, and now he's got his whole fist, and now he's back into the elbow. And he's laughing. They're having fun down there in what looks to be Hannibal Lecter's cell. That's a cell. Oh, my God. That's all the way to the bicep. He's touching his heart. He's touching that guy's heart.
He is. That's why he can't breathe.
And they both look like me, which is
awful.
He's
massaging his diaphragm.
The old diaphragm. That diaphragm. He moved it out of the way.
Man. He's got a nice try.
He's checking for esophageal cancer through the back. Oh, and there it tumbled out again, Bertie.
Jeez.
Tumbled out. and put that back. Make sure it's nice and tight in there. Don't want it tumbling out again. Elbow, bicep. He's all the way in there. And the other dude's just, you know, deep breathing. That's what gets you through this.
Good. Get out of here. No.
Wow.
Hey, you made
You're
me
late.
Stay. You
You're
made
late.
Me stay.
Get out.
Oh, this dude is
that
awesome.
Is the
There's
disgusting.
Only two more minutes left, Brady. And the other guy's left arm got tired. He went right hand now. It's like, I'm going to use this arm now. I've been doing some forearm. He's like Popeye. He's
Lefty
got big
Lucy.
Forearms. Yeah, no, he's going in. Oh, look at that, the tickle.
Now, speaking of Lucy.
Man, what happens when this guy eats Mexican food? Now it just looks like an uncooked New York strip hanging out of this guy's back door.
It's spoiled meat.
Wow.
Wouldn't say it's spoiled. It's
oh, my
just
God.
Rare.
What happened to bread leaving? Let's go.
Nope.
Let's go.
Oh, a couple more minutes. God. Now the guy's back to pleasing himself right. while
We've
he fondles the bean. There's got to be more. I can't. It's like a bad movie, Brady. I've sat through this much of it.
It's
I have
like
to
a Sandler movie.
How does it end? What's the payoff?
Yeah, there better be a payoff. Yeah,
why does everyone in this video...
Oh, you're one to talk. Yeah. I've seen your videos before.
Why does everyone in this...
This is lame.
...in this movie look just like me?
Yeah,
What's
I noticed that,
here?
Too. Yeah.
Is this a thing?
He's done that before.
I know. Well, we're learning. You think their parents were perfect?
That's not Mom and Dad's fault
Are
right
you
there.
Kidding me?
Yes,
it is. There was a lot of neglect in this one. There's some issues in their brains, and that's Mom and Dad. Oh,
no!
He popped out. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
That was putting
John, they're normal.
That's that putting it back awful. Together. This is all part You're of God's plan.
Judging them.
Why are they in Hannibal Lecter's cell? And now the other guy's giving himself a tuck. Deep breathing. Got to keep breathing. So important.
What are we doing?
Oh, now he's really going after it. Thank God for the cameraman, by the way. That's not a stationary camera. That's a dude working the camera. He's working the room. Man, he is biceps deep. What in the world? He looks like he's got frosting from a Cinnabon on his arm. Okay, that's enough. I don't need to see that. I do that all the time.
And we'll just end there.
You think?
Did you see the video of the two guys doing the thing with a?
Did I see it? I lived it.
I'll put that in the file for the
two Holmbergs.
There you go.
Good.
Yeah, my two Holmbergs. That one's called Captain Caveman and Son. All right. Well, there you go. Thanks, Brett. Now off you go.
All right.
Brett's heading off to Four Peaks right now, and he's going to get you all ready to go for our March Madness Super Day. Over there in Tempe. 8th Street and Dorsey is where you want to go. We got all sorts of stuff to give away, including literally thousands of dollars of cash, just handing it over. Here you go. Don't know if this is legal. Nice job. Brett's going to make you bet, make you place a wager, and put a little cash on it. You could walk out of this. You could go over to Four Peaks this afternoon all day with us and leave with money.
But betting will start a little bit later. We're pre-gaming right now.
I'm going to mess around with a few. Games haven't even started yet. 9 o'clock game starts. We'll, Brady and I and Toledo, we'll all get there at 10:30, 11. Brett will keep you company through breakfast and get the game started. If you get a few, you know, what number for which team will hit the first shot.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff. Brett will give you $25, $50, $100, $200. Depends on what you're saying. Pretty good things right there to start it all off. There's your Brady report. Brett's on his way over to Four Peaks, and I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station. UPD.
You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
You know, doing this for 23 years now, and this is the first time Renee Vaca has been with us. So, Renee, welcome to the show, and why have you been dodging us? The first two questions I have.
Where
have you been hiding, man?
Oh, man, I'm sorry, man. You know, I love rock.
Do you?
I do.
That didn't sound at all authentic.
That did.
No, I swear to God, I actually do, and that's one of the things that I got to hide about myself to look, you know, my friends are going to judge me out back home, but...
Wait a minute, you're not allowed to like rock?
No, I mean, I don't
that's
know,
That's the
man.
New gay?
I don't, yeah, it's the new gay, you know? It's like, man, what the hell, dude? You're gay, you're listening to...
You're closeted
honestly,
rock?
Though, honestly, though, like like some of the best songs are like the depressing ones. Like,
yeah,
you know, like, you know, Green Day, Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Yeah. You know, like, dude, you put that song on a sad day. Hell yeah, man.
Yeah. It brings you down even further.
Like a Stone by Audioslave, right?
Oh,
put that song while you're sad. Just like, oh,
that's you, the bomb.
That's it. So you like the rock music when you're feeling a little bit down.
Yeah, or like Guns N' Roses, Patience. That's one of my favorite songs.
Really?
Yeah, November Rain.
See, you're paying attention.
Yeah, I love rock and
roll. You like
it,
but you can't tell your friends you like it because they'll give you heat.
I'm gay.
So you guys all walked in here and thought, these two guys are doing it. Yeah, for sure. This is a room of gay guys.
These guys are gay. I like it. I love that.
What do you normally listen to?
I listen to everything, man. I'm an Aquarius, so music gets in my soul, man.
That has something to do with it, being an Aquarius?
I relate to that.
You're an Aquarius, but you don't know anything about music.
Oh, man.
Hey, man. What are you talking about? This guy's the gayest
guy I know. That's very true. You nailed that one. You are an Aquarius.
No, but like I listen to everything, man. Yeah. Country.
That's a tough one.
I won't listen to that one.
Like, there's some country songs that I made on my playlist, like Mexican music, rap, oldies, everything, man. I love everything, man.
See, the only thing I know about, like, the Mexican music, when you bring up that part, is the one dude that keeps touring around and everybody's going to kill him.
Oh,
Peso Pluma.
Peso Pluma?
Yeah, dude, why would you go to that concert? It's like, death threat.
And why am I getting them on stage?
And they're like on TMZ. They're not like little death threats.
Oh,
like,
no, hell no, man.
TMZ death threats. Yeah. I'm like, I got tickets to Peso Pluma. I'm going to skip that.
And it's Peso Pluma, man, you know, he's like one of those guys that when they found out he was half Lebanese, they're like, oh, fuck that guy.
No, you can't say that. You can't say the F word, Renee. We're on regular radio.
So
that's all right. We got a button for it.
So sorry.
We say it all the time.
We said gay. I thought it was... I'm so sorry.
Hey, you're fine. We do it all the time. We get comfortable and start floating up.
So comfortable,
yeah,
man.
It's good. That's a good thing. And you said F Peso Pluma, which makes me nervous that a red dot's going to hit one of us in the face in the next few seconds.
God dang it.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. Yeah, there's concerts when there's a death threat. I'm not interested.
No, red dot, that was racist, man.
No, not like that.
It's like, because I look Indian, man. I'm Mexican.
Yeah, I figured a red dot would just grow in your head when you started talking about that. You start handing out Slurpees. Now that's racist.
There you go.
Renee's at the Tempe Improv tonight and tomorrow. You added an 11:55 show.
Yeah, they're all sold out, so we had to add that.
Does that mean that thing's going to go over the line? Like the 11:55 show is usually like, all right, let's see. Let's just go.
Let's go
further than
we're going to be drunk.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And we have a surprise guest all weekend.
Who is it?
Ken Flores, man.
Ken Flores, who has been here before and is great.
Oh, man, that's one of my...
And he's just showing up.
He's just showing up, man, because he had some time. And I was like, man, come through, man. Might as well. We used to tour together everywhere. And now that he's gotten his own way, like headlining his own shows.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, busy, so...
He couldn't do it, but he's free this weekend. He's showing up. Yeah. You guys are tight.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like
my best
buddies.
Friend, man.
How does that happen in comedy all the time?
I don't know, man. I met Ken Flores, like
who was your best friend before that, and does he know he's not your best friend?
Yeah, anymore? Did he drop down?
Like, how does that? Because every comedian's got a new best friend of like the last 3 or 4 years.
No. I mean, besides one of my good comedian friends back home, Franklin Yee.
Mm-hmm.
He was like my best friend at first,
but he lost the job.
But he's done such a nice guy. He's like, I understand, man. You know, Ken's your new best friend. It's okay, man.
Has anyone ever told you used to be my best friend? That's got to sting.
That fucking sucks, man.
Well, you said it again. Stop it. Stop saying
word. It's the last time. I swear to God.
No. If it isn't, we still got a button. Just give me some time to rebuild the system.
I gotcha. But Ken Flores was like match made in heaven when we met each other, man. Yeah. It was when we hugged each other. It was
you just knew,
right? He's so cuddly and fat.
You know, like hug a fat guy.
Yeah, I love him, man. But you know, and I'm that's like my brother. Like when he got sick at the hospital, we had to be there for like over a week, and I was there with him every single night, sleeping on that uncomfortable chair.
No kidding.
Yeah, man.
When Ken was laid up. You were there.
Yeah. I was sneaking in hot dogs from 7-Eleven for him.
Why was he in the hospital?
He's fat.
And you helped out by giving him hot dogs.
Yeah.
Get a procedure done.
Yeah, I was just like, I was just like, God dang it, Ken, you're going to guilt me into this.
It's glizzy therapy.
The fat guy in the hospital bed was saying, go get me hot dogs, yeah. And you didn't say no.
Yeah, I couldn't say no to that
guy. You're an enabler.
And the only shot was the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, 7-Eleven hot dog of all things. That was his request. I was like, you sure you don't want me to get you?
He's going to defend this, but I say if you love him, you wouldn't have gotten him the hot dog.
Dude, bro, he wanted big fruit trays, like big fruit. Trays, and it was like, bro, this is a lot of sugar, man.
Oh, you did care about that.
I know, but I the hot dogs, I wanted one too. that's my brother, man. But he's going to be here all weekend.
Yeah, that's
so
awesome.
You're going to have two headliners and one show,
that's
man.
That's great.
At the Tempe Improv. So,
well, what about you, Renee? You got new best friends, and they're replaceable. So you could meet the new best friend of your life this weekend if another fat guy comes along and steals your heart.
Yeah, there you go.
But what about you, and like, what do we need to know about Renee Vaca? What's your history?
Oh, man.
Where'd you grow up?
My dad's in prison right now.
For what?
We got to get him out. Drug trafficking.
What do you got to get him out for?
What do you mean he's my dad?
Well, he's in for drug trafficking. That's just because everybody's somebody's dad. If he's a drug trafficker, he's a prisoner.
Yeah, but he's a nice guy.
No, he's not.
Yes, I swear to God, you didn't even know my father. You're going to make me say that word again. You don't even know.
Your dad's in jail for trafficking. It's a good reason.
He was a good guy, man.
No, you don't say we got to get him out. Was he guilty?
Yes.
Okay. And he's got to stay in for a while. You got to sit down.
You know what's crazy about that? Like, I was like, man, that's a good guy. And then the DA shows all these pictures. Yeah, well, look at your father putting meth in this bag here.
Oh, geez. That's tough to see.
I was like, oh, I'm not that.
Is that what that is?
Did you go to the trial?
That look cool.
Were you in the courtroom?
No. Actually, I wasn't there. But the judge actually... that's actually a funny story there. We're all worried about how much time he's going to get. How much time is he going to get?
Right.
And we're like, he's thinking 10 years, 30 years, right? 20 years.
Jeez.
And the judges are like, you're serving 480 months.
Oh, geez,
and we're all like, we're like, kind of happy. We're like, he's doing months.
It's like a bad car loan.
We thought he was going to do years. it was like a bad car loan, bro. We're like, oh, that thing, they got us with that.
Am I wrong, or is that 40 years?
Yeah, 40 years. 40 fucking years.
Oh, stop saying that word. That's the last one. Yes, 40 effing years for next.
You got me. Got me on you said.
I understand that.
My dad's a good guy.
You were raised poorly. You don't know when to stop doing the bad things.
Yeah, man.
No,
he's a drug dealer.
Was he a drug dealer when you were a kid and you knew it or not?
Yeah,
no?
I didn't know like to the extent of how much he was. I thought he was doing it for fun or something.
He's just goofing
around.
Didn't
realize
What did your dad tell you he did for work?
My dad owned a Mexican restaurant.
Oh, okay.
You know, he was actually a very, that was his passion. You see, that's what I'm telling you, he's a good guy, man.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, he was a chef, man. Yeah. He had some of the best.
He was a cook.
And that was just supplemental income.
He was a cook, man. Yeah. You know.
And how long's he been in?
About 12 years now.
So he's got 28 to go? Yeah. Good behavior, maybe 20 left?
No, actually, the judge made that clear. You get no chance of parole.
Oh, my God. How bad was this?
My dad's a real deal.
I mean, that had to
wait,
be.
Wait, I should shut up about Peso Pluma and worry about you.
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
I think your dad's a great guy. We got to get him out of the joint. This is ridiculous. I don't know what happened. He's been railroaded.
Yeah, 480.
Wow.
Months.
Did you ever get like wrapped up in his stuff? Like,
oh, after he went, I was like, man, I went. And I started selling like weed and.
No,
you know,
after
like,
he went in for 40 years, you said, "Let me pick up the family
tradition."
Yeah,
I was like, tradition. You know what? I was like, my dad took risk. I'm going to take risk. I was in college. I was selling weed and shrooms and acid. And then I had guns pointed in my head at one point. Yeah. I was like, all right, I need to
stop. That's enough of that. I'm funny. I don't need this.
I don't need this stuff, guys. What the hell am I doing?
And a life of comedy.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That adds up to me.
Yeah. And it was just, you know. But
where'd you grow up?
Van Nuys, California.
In Van Nuys, California.
Yeah, Los Angeles.
All this was going on there.
L.A. County.
No kidding.
The Valley.
See, that to me is a fascinating life. None that I wouldn't want to be part of, but I'm always amazed because, you know, everybody's, you know, human and all this stuff, but so many different, like, just facets of what you've been through, I couldn't even relate to.
No, like my dad would always show up at the house with different cars, and I'd be like, "Oh, Dad, where'd you get this car? You know, some guy owed me money, man." So I took his car.
We sold a million tostadas.
Yeah, right. That's what I always thought. Like my dad was always counting money on the table, like lots of money, and I was always thought it was a lot of tacos.
Restaurant was crushing.
Yeah.
Is the restaurant still open?
Huh? No.
Oh, it closed up.
Did it go
away with the?
Yeah. I mean, you know, eventually, like my dad like lost No, sold the restaurant.
Yeah,
and you know,
Methabertos.
Yeah, he was actually you know very passionate about cooking.
Yeah, right? How about that?
But it was cool to see my dad run his restaurant.
Yeah,
like, you know, like there'll be moments when like the cook would be messing up, and he would slap him.
He'd hit him. We're not painting a good picture.
They're disciplined chefs.
Well, that's true though.
My dad's a good guy.
That's the name of your special.
That's a good guy.
That's a good guy. I'm serious.
You know what? He slapped me so much.
I'm not
convinced me.
And that's the other thing is that he probably is a decent human being with all this going on too.
Yeah,
that's the crazy thing. We always just kind of lump everybody into what they're in jail 100%. For. But there's nuance. There's varying parts.
Well, I didn't say he didn't deserve any time. I'm just saying the 40 years. Like there's other
that's
people
a lot.
That are doing the worst things, like murder and other things, and. They're getting like
that's,
20
where's
years.
Where's he serving?
What about visitation stuff like that?
Yeah, I get to see him. You know,
is he in California?
Yeah, he's in California.
Is he in that place by Blythe?
Down there, Victorville. He's in Victorville.
Victorville. Yeah, that's the
federal prison.
Yeah,
it's one of those things where you know, thank God we can finally see him.
Yeah,
there was a point where
how's he doing?
He's doing good, man. He's all right? he's been in jail quite a few times in his life. So
he's making it work.
Yeah, you know, he has friends. You know, he's part of a group in there that's you know very well organized
and no one messes with them.
And they have like crafts and that they do or something. I don't know.
They're good at it.
They're good at whatever they do and
crochets and things are working out.
Yeah, very well organized.
All we need to know.
That's a good guy, man.
Renee, I think I could talk to you for hours about this and eventually end up in trouble.
Yeah,
his cell has an ensuite bathroom on it, full. I mean,
What about your mom?
Oh, my mom, man.
She's a good lady.
Yeah, mom's great. My mom actually has a TikTok that she just dances to the songs on TikTok, and she actually has over 15,000 followers.
No kidding.
Yeah, and she has like all these Mexicans messaging her. Ay, bonita, I love you, baby. Oh, baby, please come to my house. What the? Why isn't I gonna go to your house, bro? And my mom.
Are you monitoring?
No, stop.
Are you sure?
No, I'm looking at these DMs. All these immigrants. And I'm Mexican. I'm getting racist myself here. I'm like, man, where is the wall? But
it's a paywall. Your mom actually has a wall. It's just
my mom tells me last week. I'm like, are you gonna be here in June? I'm like, why? So you can meet your new dad. I'm like, what are you telling? Yeah, he's coming all the way from Michigan. Michigan?
Wow.
Have you met this man? No, but he's handsome. Oh my God, man.
Cyber love.
So, June, are you going to meet him?
No. I don't want to meet this guy.
Come on. He might be great.
Yeah.
Hell no, dude.
Your dad's too good a guy.
Unless he runs a restaurant or something.
That's my dad.
You're not my dad.
You're not my dad.
No, have you seen a picture of Michigan?
Of Michigan?
The guy, the Michigan guy.
No, I don't want
to. You don't even want to see him.
But I'm eventually going to have to meet him, but I just don't want to get like catfish or pranked.
Yeah,
or
for sure, you got to meet him for that.
Because they always live in a tough shed or something.
Yeah, those guys act like they're rich, but they're not.
I don't know, man. But Mom's doing great.
So how weird is that? And I know we're not very close. We just met Renee, but there are guys that are, you know, looking at your mom, and God knows what they're doing on the other end.
That's got to be tough.
Yeah, man.
I know.
It's just the idea of, like, my mom getting grabbed on by another man that's not my father.
Yeah, but she can't wait this
long.
Do you
have any brothers, sisters?
Yeah, actually, she has.
What's her TikTok?
TikTok, yeah.
Right? You're looking at my mom's TikTok?
What is that? Write that down.
No, right? Angela Aguilar.
Yeah, give her a little bump.
Right? I don't know.
Well, she can make a ton of
money. Not that kind of bump.
What's your mom's TikTok?
I don't even know. I don't even want to know. My mom be shaking. My mom be dancing like some booty dances sometimes.
Ooh.
Not shaking her booty or anything, but she has, you know. I'm just like, Mom, stop it. I swipe up so quickly.
You've seen
skills.
The dances. Are you...
Is that what the...
Do you follow... You just got Polaroids? What's going on? So you followed the page. No, you can't, though, because it'll pop up.
I have to follow her the page. It's my mom.
You don't have to.
She makes me.
Oh, God.
No, but she has a lot. She has a lot. I'm going to plug my mom, man.
He just handed the phone to you. What's the address? How do we get to TikTok? How do I get to her house? I'm going to beat Michigan.
No, man.
We're closer
than
Michigan.
Mexicans,
Yeah, you just see a mass migration. Yeah. Trump won't have any idea why it's happening.
I heard you're Nevada's son. Yeah. Mom. No, but I was... You know, my mom, she's... You know, she has... 5 kids total. Man. My mom was in the room.
That, getting it done.
Whoa.
Do you have a lady in your life?
I'm actually just got separated from my wife.
So
going through divorce, but we're actually trying to work it out again.
No kidding. Good for you.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah, so hopefully I don't have to get divorced.
Did you screw up? Or did she screw up? Or did everyone screw up?
I think it's a bit of both, but mainly me. Not.
So it's all you. Both of us are to blame, but 100% my fault.
Yeah. I mean, you know, adjusting to this life, you know, I guess you can get lost in the sauce. And you can be like, oh, my God, look at all these women around me. They're going to love me. And then you get around them and you just get depressed. And then you're like, man, there was a moment where.
Ladies are drugs.
I just stopped drinking. And then as soon as my mind was clear, I was like.
Get
my wife back.
Yeah, and she's all for it, which is great.
Yeah, thank God.
Well, good. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, I hope that works. How long you guys have been kind of back together?
We were separated for 2 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah, see, there you go. Well, see, it's all going to be just fine. Or not.
Yeah, man. Now I understand the quote, you know, if you love something, let it go. If it comes back to you. George.
It's meant
that's
to
right.
be.
Yeah, yeah. I understand.
Or it might kill you.
At first, I thought that was a BS quote.
Yeah, it is a BS quote. Because you might see it coming down your driveway and go, oh, she's back. She loves me. And then the shotgun.
Exactly.
And
she
took 2 years and she can't get over it. She's going to get rid of you.
You think so?
No, I'm just saying that's a possibility. Keep it in mind. That's all I'm saying. Right? Don't
just
go all open
arms.
Be aware
of your situation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hands up at all times. That's all I'm saying.
She's hit me before.
Yeah, has she hit you?
Yeah, she's punched me in the face.
Did
and
you deserve
I told
it?
Her, like, and I was just like, that better be the last time you do that.
You get one more cut.
That better be the last time.
It was not the last. I was like, you told me that you were never going to do this again. Dude, I felt like an abused wife. I was like, you told me you were never going to hit me again.
But she loves you.
Yeah, of course.
Did she pack a punch?
Man.
Good punch?
Oh, she has a good punch, man.
Did she connect or couldn't duck it?
I couldn't duck it. She always sneaks it in at a good time when I'm like screaming or I'm the one that like is in the
She's like, do the dishes.
Right? Oh, man. No. I think I need a woman that like puts me in my
punches
place
you
like
now
that.
And again?
Yeah, you know? I don't know. I hope not. I feel like, you know, with the kind of life I live, you know, the kind of mom I have, like, my mom raised me tough, man. Like my mom, she was always afraid of, like, me, like, you know, joining a gang.
Sure.
Doing drugs, you know. She'd always point out random people on the street, you know, like, oh, my God, like, you want to end up like that gangbanger guy? Look at him wasting his life away. It was just some black guy crossing the street. it's not even a...
Here's another example.
He had a suit and a briefcase. Like, this guy's not even a gangster, mom.
That's Obama.
You're just being racist.
So, you don't want to be a terrible driver like this Asian guy.
Yeah, exactly. Look at that driver. The worst driver is some Asian guy.
So she just kept her eyes on you.
Yeah.
And what's her TikTok again?
Damn,
you almost said it that time.
Angela Aguilar, man.
Angela Aguilar, if people want to
meet find it.
Be Renee's
dad. I think she's
dad.
Verified on TikTok.
Really? So she's making cash on this.
That's so weird.
She's got the blue check.
That's so
nice.
Man.
That's good. Well, that's even better because now we get people who'll check it out here.
Yeah, it's going to be you, man. You're going to be in the comments. Hey, mamacita.
Yeah, I'm real close, too. Van Nuys is a couple hours away. Michigan's a long flight. That's expensive.
One-hour flight, man.
Renee Vach is at the Tempe Improv tonight and tomorrow. And you got three shows Saturday night, 7, 9:45, and 11:55.
They're all sold out.
Are they all sold out?
They're all sold out.
Even 11:55?
No, that's why we added
that. That's the only one. Okay, so there you go. That's all you got. So this is why you're here, is to get that one all sold out, too. What a weekend. TempeImprov.com if you want to head on over there. Renee, leave us with words of wisdom, sir, although you have given us quite to think about.
Speaking to all my Latinos out there, man, you guys need to start reading more because you guys need to learn how to speak better. Stop speaking like how you spoke in middle school. Like, hey, boo, you're crazy, boo. That's enough of that. You got to read more. You got to learn how to articulate yourselves and find something that's easy for you and hard for others. If your job is hard right now, if you're at your job right now and it's like, man, this is hard, that means you're wasting the company's time and you're wasting your own time, man, because your life is supposed to be easy. So find something that's easy for you and hard for others. I'm doing stand-up comedy because it's easy for me. You're going to go pay for me because you can't do what I do.
Nice.
So find something that's easy for you so I can pay you because it's hard for me.
At first, that was inspirational.
Yeah.
And then at the end, you kind of kicked everybody in the ball.
Yeah, there you go.
I kind of like that. That was great. It's like, hey, look, I'm great at this.
It's a pleasant wake-up call.
You're not. Give me some cash. I'll show you what I mean. That's pretty great. Renee, awesome. Good to meet you, man.
No, I love you guys.
Best of luck to you.
You guys are my new gay friends.
All right. Renee Vaca, everybody. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station. 98 KUPD.
You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
We got ourselves Brett Vesely standing outside an empty building. No, he's outside of he's doing the Jim Cross thing. He's standing out there at Four Peaks right now. The 9 o'clock, the doors are open. Everybody's ready to go. And, Brett, you're there. And the bets will start flowing soon.
Yeah, absolutely. I got a stack of envelopes to take care of you guys with. So, nice. Come on out here. Let's get some betting going on. They got breakfast ready to go. The bar is open, so I'm about to partake in that here.
There you go. All right. Yeah, everybody's going to start rolling in about now. So our March, hopefully people will be able to go. March Madness Party at Four Peaks starts now. Brett's there. He's ready to go. Literally thousands of dollars for you guys. You don't have to put up a penny.
Oh, yeah.
You will not lose a dollar today, at least with us. But you might walk out with a whole bunch of money. We're just giving away money like crazy for March Madness. Because you know what? Most of you are going to lose your brackets, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Most everybody's put 20 or 100 or something on their brackets at work, and most of you are going to lose. So today, we decide to make March Madness truly March Madness, where you walk out of there probably with some cash. FanDuel gave us a bunch of envelopes full of money, and we're just gonna give it to you through little tiny wagers we set up. You don't have to pay a thing. Just be there. Be present. And you will be part of it. There you go. Brett's out there. Anything else you got, Brett? What else should we know? They got any Holmberg Bound left?
I'm just about to hit the bar now, so I will definitely let you know. But, man, I can't wait. It's great drinking at work. It's awesome.
Exactly. Let's load this thing up. All right, Brett, well done. We'll talk to you in just a little while when we get down there.
Game one is on. Right.
There you go. Yeah, 8th Street and Dorsey. That's where you got to go. Tempe, Four Peaks. The games have begun.
Northwestern Florida Atlantic.
Is that who's playing right now? All right. They just tipped off. So if you want to go down there, there'll be a bunch of games going and March Madness Party we're going to have. People watching and going nuts. You want some money? Probably going to leave with it. Especially right now when it's kind of empty. You know, and it's not, there aren't a lot of people showing up yet. Now you start thinking about, wait a second.
Get in.
I'm the only one in here. I can start asking Brett for wagers.
We'll early see if he'll bird take him. Wagers.
See if you can take him in. That's it. But thanks to Four Peaks for helping us out and FanDuel for giving us some cash. Easy peasy. That's how that works. So we'll see you guys over there pretty much all day long. Get there early. Stay often. It's time for the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by our friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black Self-Defense Training. And somebody asked me, he goes, what is the discipline you guys train in? What do you study? And I'm like, there's all of them. But it's street fight. It's the first thing you need to know is street fighting isn't sport fighting. I learned that. So you can know a lot of sport fighting, but sport fighting has one deterrent is a lot of times you train with rules. Street fighting doesn't have rules. So you'll sit and think, well, I've got him in a hold. He's going to submit. And then he breaks your leg. So you have to figure out how to get through street fighting. And almost all street fights end up on the ground. In fact, 99% of them end up on the ground. And they don't last much longer than 10 or 15 seconds because somebody knows what they're doing or it just is a stalemate or it gets real violent. So what you got to do is learn the basics of the street fight, and that's kind of what it does. It looks at every kind of discipline there is. So the guy that was asking me that, I'm like, do you do this? Do you do that? Yep. If there's something to know about how to fight, they know how to do it, and they know how to work around the people who do. It's an amazing, eye-opening experience to say, all right, there's a lot of people who know this, a lot of people who know that. A lot of military guys train there. A lot of cops train there because they're like, most of the time people in jail, hanging out with Renee's dad, are training for when they get out to be a little bit better at fighting. So if the cops do get them, the cops. So it's crazy how much they have to know. The world can go sideways on you in a heartbeat. You just never know. And are you prepared? It's like having an escape for a fire. Are you prepared? Probably not going to happen to you, but what if it did? That's what you do there. And you get in great shape while it's happening. ReactDefense.com. It's in Phoenix. It's in Glendale. It's in Chandler. And it's waiting for you. It's the home of Tactical Black. Brady, entertain me.
Not sure if you're excited about this. Boondock Saints 3 is indeed coming. Norman Reedus and Sean Patrick Flannery will return as Murphy and Connor McManus.
First one was good. Second one was not.
Well, Troy Duffy, who directed the first two, will not be directing this one.
First one was basically the movie Snatch before Snatch came out. It had a very similar kind of vibe and storyline. Snatch was a little bit flashier, but it's Boondock Saints is a good movie. Second one's not very good at all.
Movies out this weekend, the Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Boo.
Haven't seen any early reviews.
Well, yeah, you have. It sucks. There's your review. I haven't seen it, and I don't need to. They're just sucking the bone marrow out of everything that was good.
Immaculate is the other movie. Horror movie starring Sydney Sweeney as an American nun who travels to a remote convent in an Italian countryside, where she suddenly finds herself suspiciously pregnant.
Ooh! Do they show that scene?
While being told that she's fulfilling some sort of biblical prophecy.
She's the new Mary?
With Damien inside. I don't know if it's that route.
Can't blame God. If she takes her top off, even God gets horny.
Have you seen the picture of Bruce Springsteen when he was... they're comparing him to Tilda Swinton.
Oh, yeah. He's starting to age into the old... Rock stars always turn into old ladies. Yeah, he looks just like her. Is that here?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
He's battling an illness.
He is?
Septic ulcer or something that. And I guess it makes your hair go white. I don't know.
Photograph is not helping him out. He does look just like Tilda Swinton. All the rock stars start turning into old ladies, though. You look at, my God, Steven Tyler of Aerosmith is every one of our grandmothers. I mean, it's bad. Eric Clapton looks like a lady. Paul McCartney looks like my grandma. Yeah, Bruce
Liam Neeson and Glenn Close read off the Donald Trump indictments on an episode of an MSNBC podcast.
All of them?
I'm not sure if you know all of them. It is a long list. Well, it's a podcast, so they can however long they want.
I guess, but who's going to listen to all that?
Not this guy.
No, on the 35th count, the president is facing obstruction of justice.
Did you see, I mean, the big deal on that is coming up with the bond, the post, posting the bond, $464
million. Yeah.
He's got an investor to buy his platform.
Oh, to buy the not Twitter?
The
Truth Social or whatever
Trump
it's called.
Trump X, whatever.
Yeah. He wants that to be, somebody's going to pick that up?
A big conglomerate.
How much?
Didn't say.
Oh.
But I bet you it'll be close to $500 million.
He needs that. So he doesn't have to sell any of his stuff.
This is pretty cool. It'll happen in April, but the Library of Congress awarded the songwriting duo Elton John and Bernie Taupin. And it went down on the 20th. But then they'll re-put it on TV, kind of like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame honors.
Cool.
Metallica teamed up and performed Funeral for a Friend and Love Lies Bleeding.
The Elton John?
Elton John songs.
Wow.
And it's I heard a little sound bite of it.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
Can't miss. The songs are great. By the way, Lovitz texted me yesterday, and he's like, why won't this guy stop bringing me up? And he sent over the tweet of Trump.
Even though I did nothing wrong, a radical left New York judge, a true Trump hater, Arthur N. Gorin, started to talk about me. Picked a number out of thin air, $355 million plus interest, reminiscent of John Lovitz, the liar on SNL. Are you with me? Every time I turn him on, he's talking about me.
It's in his act, too. He's got a thing where he was watching TV.
And Trump's like, remember the liar, John Lovitz, great character. Back when SNL was good.
He took the time to tweet out how much he's miserable with the judge and all the stuff he's got going on. And then he took a little nut shot at Lorne Michaels and said, back when the show was worth something, because right now it's garbage, hot garbage. He did a little Yelp review of Saturday Night Live and then went back to saying, and now I've got to pay $400 million. It's pretty hilarious. But yeah, he's talking about Lovitz again. It makes him nervous.
We heard that Michael Jackson's estate is selling his catalog for like $1.2 billion. Well, right now, Michael Jackson's mom and his son Blanket are having what appears to be a minor legal spat. One thing we've learned from it is that the mom has received $55 million from the estate since he's died. So she's taken some
money. Has it been 10 years? A little longer?
I think it's
so
a little longer.
She's making like $4 or $5 million a year off of...
I don't
royalties.
Know why that's Blanket. Chill out.
Blanket's getting $1.5 million, and he's mad, and he's going to sue Grandma. Well, because the reason why they're setting up camps for when that $1 billion settle, because when
how's
they sell
us, work out?
They're getting their percentages lined up early. I'd be doing that. I'd sue my grandma if I was Blanket Jackson. If my dad had a $1 billion thing that was about to sell, and he was gone, and we're all going to split it, Grandma's not getting all that. That should be an even split.
That's a lot of cake.
I mean, in your world, if you croak, you didn't leave anything to your mom.
Yeah.
Right? It goes to the kids. Kids get first. Then down the road, you take care of mom. You make sure she's all right. But the $1 billion. And Michael didn't have any idea this was going to happen, so it's not up to him. Ooh. It's going to get you. It's 9:24. There you go. That is your entertainment drill. We got the Guadalupe Squares coming up in just moments. I think we got U-Fest tickets. We might have something else, too. If you want to play, we got a girl. We got a boy. We need both of those. You can call us 585-9800. We'll get the Squares underway in just moments. It's 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station. 98 KUPD.
You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
Here we go. Oh, my God. The day is just flying along. And we're already here at the Guadalupe Squares.
Reset.
How about that?
Oh.
We're at the Squares.
Finally.
Friday. The hostess of the Squares is here as well. Her name is Mo.
Hello.
We have Mo sitting there waiting on us. We got our contestants on the line. What's the prize we're giving away? It's a Hailstorm and...
I Prevail.
I Prevail. All right, we got tickets to that. And we'll,
For both of them.
Yeah, we'll get every... Well, don't tell them they all win some. They won't even try.
Never mind.
Nobody's
zero. Second place gets nothing. Gets nothing. It is time for your Guadalupe Squares. No, they try. That's what's sad about this game is those folks are putting in an effort. How are you doing there?
I'm doing great, man. Right? I missed you guys last week. Right. It was really hard doing the squares by myself.
You did a good job, though.
Thank you.
I heard they went well. So yeah. Congratulations on our vacation.
I only did one voice the whole time.
Hey, it's all you need.
I know.
A lot of people say that's all I do.
I worked with her on the voice.
Yeah, you did good.
Yeah.
Well,
he coached me.
You had a good coach.
Yeah.
I'm sure you got. I'm not sure why they all started off with hello, hello, but sometimes they do. It's time for your squares, and here's your hostess of the squares, Miss Mo Bergeron. Mo.
Thank you, Chancellor. In the top left square, President Joe Biden. Was here and is back.
Yeah.
Hey.
Never left.
Yeah.
Put out a silver alert on me.
Around. Yeah, you got to stop doing that.
Find the lost Dutchman's gold?
I know. I was, hey.
You almost stole a baby?
Yeah, I had a baby in my hands. They'll give me a baby.
Like, it was crazy to watch.
No one gave you a baby.
You took the baby.
I took a baby. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
I don't feel very good. Went up to that chip factory. Those are terrible.
They're not.
It's a chip initiative.
You said
what
chip,
what flavor,
right?
Did you have?
Evidently electric.
Different kind of chip.
Chips were bad, Brady. They were not good.
Chipflation?
Need a little of that Brady's boss sauce.
Oh, no. I don't think any of that.
That's a little spicy
for
you.
The chip or the baby?
A little spicy.
Oh, what?
Mayonnaise. A little spicy.
No.
For me.
True.
Well, just dip it in there. And I ate that baby.
It wasn't a burrito. That's the thing.
Felt like a burrito.
No.
I got to eat the blood of the youth to stay alive. I got 4 years left.
You're barely hanging on, buddy.
Yeah, ever since that pizza shop shut down.
4 more years.
Okay.
4 more years.
No, just take a nap. Take a nap.
Eternity.
All right. Top middle square. We got Shaq and Charles Barkley.
That's right. We're back.
Oh, what's
Mark
up, Shaq?
Mark Burger. How's it going, Mark? You watched last night. Oakland. Kentucky.
I called it.
No, Brady called her.
That's crazy. You call nothing, Brady. You don't even know which Oakland it is. Where is Oakland? That's a Michigan, dummy. You thought it was the one up there in San Francisco. Oaktown, Michigan, dumbass.
You know where Brady called it? Brady's a guru.
See that white kid throwing up threes?
I saw a white kid throwing up threes.
How about that big fat motherfucker? From North Carolina last night. That dude ate two NC Jay State. Crowders. You call NC State. That's right. That's near Oakland, Brady.
I've been there.
Toledo nicknamed him Jay Chowder, and I laughed for 15 minutes.
He's a big fat man, but he knows how to play the game.
Yeah, he has the same hair.
You know who he reminds me of? Don't say it.
Say it.
Young man come out of Auburn in 1984.
Oh,
don't say it. Is it Chuck Stop?
No.
Remind me of you, Charles.
Oh, God.
I was never that fat, ever. That dude needs Ozempic immediately.
You were never that fat?
I was never that fat. I was watching the game. I looked down at that game. I said, why is Oprah on the court?
I went Oprah. She lost all the way, too.
Ozempic.
That's an insult to Oprah, how fat that guy is.
What'd your wife have to say when you said that to
her? Who?
Your wife.
I don't know. Is she still alive?
Yeah,
I haven't seen her for a while. Somebody should send her a greeting card.
All right, moving on to the top right square. William Shatner is here.
Hi. Celebrated a birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday!
I didn't expect to be alive this long. I'm in the very deep end of life.
What are you going to do?
You're swimming pretty well.
Yeah, I feel pretty good. I'm actually doing better than the president.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. You probably could run for president.
I could run for president.
You've already been to space?
Right. You already got that on him.
I think you might be talking me into this.
Do it. Wow.
I think I might do it.
You should.
I want to be a president of the United States of America. First initiative.
Yes.
Bring back black and white television.
No,
I look horrible in HD. Yeah,
that's good. Oh, you look good in the, when they colorize Star Trek.
My face looks like some sort of a map.
Of?
Or connect the dots nobody's done yet. I'm 98 years old.
You outlived a troglodyte.
No, you're not.
I am.
98, are you?
93.
Close.
Okay. Damn.
98, 93.
White don't crack. Yeah.
One of them's good.
White does crack. Look at him.
Not on him.
Oh,
okay. Oh.
You're looking at him in black and white.
I'll show you my crack. There's nothing about my crack you want to see.
No. Okay, let's move on. Middle left square. We got Liam Neeson.
That's right. I'm back. I'm better than ever. Hello, Mo. How are you?
What's going on?
I've been reading a lot of President Trump's indictments on MSNBC.
Why?
And also, today, there will be a viral video of me. Oh. And it could be the last time
no more.
Liam Neeson ever talks. Now, let me set the stage, Brady. You've seen it.
Yes.
I was explaining on a junket for my new movie, Silence, on how, what?
I can't wait to see it.
Maybe you should have stayed silent during this.
Well, it's sort of a thing that predicts the future, is that I'll probably be silenced.
True.
Because on the junket, someone asked me about the earthquake that happened while we were filming over there in one of those yellow countries.
Oh, then you can't say that.
It's the least of my concerns.
I know what you're talking.
Point.
You know what? You're right.
Brady knows. And when I left my room in the hotel, while the earth shook and the building swayed, one of the ladies who works for the hotel was in the hallway. And I tell the story of how she was checking the clipboard to make sure the rooms were still clean while the building itself shook uncontrollably. And I looked at her and she said,
"Oh, no worries, sir. Okay, no. Sir. Okay. How about blowjob? You want blowjob?"
No,
I couldn't believe it. That's exactly what happened. Look, I'm the barber. Let me cut the hair. This is my story.
No. Maybe you shouldn't be acting out the scene.
Yeah, this is
so Ching Chang Charlie comes to me and she says,
"You can't say
hey,
that.
Sir, don't worry. Only earthquake. No big deal."
She's also female. She's not Charlie.
I don't know what her name was, but I know it sounded like that. So Ling Long Lu. Pops over. She's cleaning rooms the entire time during an earthquake. Then,
do you even have a publicist anymore?
Yeah.
I ran to a Jewish fellow as I tried to escape the building.
Don't talk about bagels. Don't do it.
And he said, "There's one thing I want to do here, and that's save all the lives of the people in this hotel."
Oh, my God.
And then he's, holla, 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 holla.
No!
That is way wrong.
It's not.
It is. Have a Nagila, maybe.
On the other end of the hallway was a man from Palestine.
No.
It was between the nightmares.
No more.
Hala, hala, Akbar, Akbar. He came running towards me.
Are you just
I probably won't be someone you hear from anymore after this video goes viral.
Same.
You think this is a joke for the show? It's not. I really said these things.
I really hope that
you're. Then when I got outside, I saw someone from the crew of the movie Silence, and I said, thank God I recognized him. African American gentleman.
No.
And he said, "Hoobity doobity,
no!
Liam.
Oh, God,
who wants a melon?"
You're done.
Oh, any homos out there have a problem with what I'm saying?
Let's move on. Middle square, Madness Brady.
Yeah.
Hoopy
doo. It's time for basketball,
baby.
Let me tell you right now. That's right. I'm a diaper dandy.
What kind of upsets you got in the making today, Brady?
Yeah. Dr. Jill calls me a diaper dandy.
No, just a senior diaper dandy, too.
No, she called you diaper daddy.
I called the upset yesterday of Oakland, California beating Kentucky.
Not
Kentucky.
California.
And it was pretty awesome. Called it. Nailed it.
Got lucky.
I'll tell you this. I went on FanDuel yesterday and I made a $5 bet on Oakland to beat Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just give you Brady's gambling advice of the day.
Oh, God.
Yeah. When you make your bet, it goes into a little file on your FanDuel account that says active bets. Right there before the game starts, it says cash out. It's usually the exact same amount you bet.
Never lose.
You can never lose with my system. Cash out before the game.
It's a dumb system. I don't like this system.
And I don't care about this March Madness. I'm paying attention to the NIT, baby, because the Ohio State Buckeyes are in the NIT, and that means something to nobody. So I got a hundo on the Buckeyes, and the game starts at 3. So at 2:55,
guess who's walking with his hundo? Right here. Cash out, baby.
So brilliant.
I make the bet. I walk away even. Every single time.
Even wow. Steven.
What's the point of betting? Okay.
Yeah, why do you even bet, Brady?
Because I win.
No, yeah. You don't win.
Hey.
Once.
I never lose.
You're just moving money around.
Even Steven, player. Jealous?
All right.
Even a guy like you doesn't just like shuffling money across the table and back.
Holmberg knows. I told him last night, took out five on the Oakland win that I called.
Five large.
I'm walking with a Lincoln on that one.
Five large?
Oh, my God.
All right, let's
bet it because Lincoln was from Kentucky or Illinois or somewhere around there.
Jesus, you don't even know.
Close enough. Got me five, got you zero.
He wrestled in Kentucky.
Right. That's right. He did some rather homoerotic wrestling in the woods of Kentucky.
All right, let's move on.
Fun fact.
All right, moving on to the middle right square. Trump is here.
That's right. Brady's right. Lincoln was a gay.
It's no,
but
this?
I'm the best president since Lincoln, and I love the gays. I love the gays. I love the gays. I love you.
You can
and all
money.
That scissor dancing and rug munching that you do.
What about the other members of that
I like
family
gays.
The
LGBTQ LMNOPs. Love them all. They're great. I love them.
The
I love it when Mo's down there doing what bulls do to each other. It's all. It's beautiful
Which
to me.
Is I think what?
It's,
yeah. What do we do?
Just pounding into each other's snooches. That's what they do. And then they place it up on Facebook and make.
What?
Zucker Schmuckerberg, richer and no. all that. And then they head off to California where all the gays live under the fine guidance of Governor Gavin Newsom.
I mean,
we don't like him either.
Wow,
coming up
you.
With nicknames for everybody. It's pretty great. That's right. But that's fine. Brady's right. Lincoln was gay. That's okay. That's okay. Still a great president.
Well, other presidents
You can
gay.
Puff on Peters and still make good legislation, I think.
Yeah.
I think. I mean, I'm better at it.
Did you get info? Who else was gay in the presidency?
It's a Friday, right? So that means, what does that say?
It's Lent.
Oh, that's right. It's Lent. That's right. Brady's right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very religious. I forgot about that.
Slant?
Very religious.
It's wow.
Friday. It's no meat Friday. That means it's tuna only. It's Mo Friday, we call it. Only tuna. So you can eat your fish tonight, just like all the girls.
How many Fridays is Lent?
I don't know, Brady. I
four.
Think four.
Oh.
Four would have been my answer before Brady answered. I cashed out.
Just make sure you hold the target sausage, okay? Bottom left square.
Oh, keep it together. And then you've also got that liberal mayor of Phoenix and that liberal governor, Katie Blobs.
No, it's not
disgusting.
Her name.
She's put on a lot of weight.
It's
I don't
the
think
two
it,
Kates, isn't it
doesn't
Kate
look very good. And then Kate Guy. Blech. I don't have a nickname for her yet.
All right, moving on to the
Kate Gallego.
There you go.
That's what I call her. Her name trans almost San Diego, which all we all need means whale's vagina, and that's appropriate for her size.
All right, let's move on. Bottom left square, we got Brady's Secret Square. Give us a hint.
What's up, bros? I'm a retired Arizona Cardinal defensive end. I raised $37 million for Hurricane Harvey back in 2017. I was a Texan then, but...
Turned down.
Still crushing people.
All right.
Crush you. Crushing Miller Lite ads now. You got it, bro.
Your brother's better.
All right.
Oh, he's a good dude. God bless.
God bless.
God bless.
I'm talking about Derek. Go ahead.
All right. Moving on to the bottom middle square. We got Pat Robertson.
Yeah, it's the late Pat Robertson.
Yes,
my hey, Brady. How are you? Brady's here with
Saint
me.
Pat.
Oh, we
Saint
got Brady. Pat. We have the godless bastard. We have the homosexual. And we have
There's
me.
Flames coming out of her
I
hand.
Love it. Happy bro. Oh, she's going to burn in hell for all she's done, Brady. Pat Robertson back.
You're not accepting me
grave? No, I don't want you either. You're a heathen. God left you, and what do they call God? The Holy Father. He doesn't want anything to do with you either.
But he needs a father figure. Can
That's
you
right.
help him?
Isn't a dad on the planet wants anything to do with him? That would happen. Somebody would have claimed him. I'll tell you what, I'm not interested in all this. Pat Robertson's back for one reason only. Israel and Hamas are fighting.
Oh, no, just...
And I'll tell you right now. I stand here in my heavenly diapers every day, every day, and I take a big just from joy and laughter as I watch Jews and Muslims slaughter each other
God.
As we just have a big win down there. I'm rooting for a years-long stalemate because I'm a horrible human being, and I love when the people that don't believe the same as me get slaughtered. And that's what's going on in the Middle East, Mo. You'll see it someday when the big straight revolution comes on.
It's not coming.
We start lobbing all your heads off.
I'm so glad.
In the name of God.
good to be back, everybody.
No, just,
oh,
you
I
look,
love it.
You look good.
I feel good, Brady. I can breathe again. That's good.
I don't think you can.
I love it. I love it. I love
okay,
it.
Let's move on. Bottom right square. Lord and
oh,
Savior.
Oh, by the way, I'm in heaven.
No,
the Jews
I don't
were
think
wrong.
So. Okay. That's not it. Bottom right square. Lord and Savior.
Yeah. Hi, Mo.
Hi, Trip.
Hi, you guys.
Welcome back.
March Madness.
How's your bracket?
Not good.
Uh-oh.
I had Kentucky going all the way.
Why?
And then Brady called Oakland, and we all lost. I'm going over to Four Peaks to try to win some money off of Bert.
Ooh, you should
good
take,
luck.
Yeah, you should take yeah. Brady's
I might take your advice and
idea.
Just cash out, so to speak.
How much are you going to put in?
Steven.
Nothing. I love seeing my employees at events and walking away with their cash. Put it on the pile.
You got to kiss Brett's ring when you go there.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that for sure. It'll probably turn my lips green. That cheap,
yeah, why did
cruddy
he lose his ring?
Ring.
Yeah.
I'm sure he didn't spend much on it because I've seen his checks.
It's his mom's ring.
That is not his mother's ring. No. An Italian man doesn't put his mother's ring on his pinky. Only a cuck would do such a thing.
All right, let's move on to the show. Who's on the phone?
We have Courtney and Phil. Courtney and Phil, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Courtney. Phil, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Courtney, you're a girl. Pick a square. Go!
Oh, okay. I guess I gotta do the middle, Brady Madness.
Brady Madness!
Brady Madness!
Our house! In the middle of my street! Okay. Why did they build a house in the middle of a street? Oh, well, everything works out. Happens for a reason, so what? Our house is in a road. Hi, Mo.
Hi, Brady.
Are hey, Courtney, question? Who do you have going all the way in the March Madness?
Oh, I don't even know. I remember who's the options.
I don't know.
Oh, Jesus, we got his
Grambling. Grambling. Oakland. I picked Oakland.
Okay, let's just get
yeah.
to the question.
Yeah, I'm not really.
I picked Oakland because yeah. I know it has a high black population,
okay.
and they tend to rock basketball.
All
MC
right.
Hammer.
No,
that's
what?
Right. He's from Oakland. And he's been to Michigan.
All right. Putting salt on your tongue after burning it can relieve the pain. Is that true or false?
It's never bad to put salt on your tongue.
Salt is.
That's why they say in a pinch.
No, they
that's
don't
right.
say
that's
that.
Exactly right. That's if you're hungry and you don't have anything to eat, start pounding down some salt.
Oh.
And then when you do eat, it's already pre-flavored because your tongue is salted.
Or you can't taste anything.
If you salt your tongue, I prefer to ranch dressing my tongue.
Haven't you been limited on your salt intake?
I just did a little salt bump. A little salt bump right there.
I don't think that was salt.
I love it.
Hello, I'm on a little salt tooter.
Oh, wow. Brady, you're sweating now.
I like to toot some salt now and again. Make everything taste like salt. I could eat a Twix. It's salted. It's like, it's the best thing in the world. Yeah, putting salt on your tongue is always a good idea.
No.
True.
Okay, he's saying true. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Incorrect. It's false. It's sugar, which means circle
even
gets a square.
Better. I didn't even think of that.
All right, Phil, pick a square.
Trip put a salt lick outside of his house once for me.
It's gone.
It's gone. Thanks, boss.
Man, he's like a little
it's
hamster.
It's not a lozenge.
It's part of my bonus.
Just got you a salt
right.
wheel.
Oh, yeah. You're making me against God down in my nethers.
Stop with the
We're talking about all that
special
purpose.
Brady boners.
Man.
My high blood pressure just popped out of my veins.
All that salt.
Yeah, I know. I want more of it.
No, okay, you're done. Phil, pick a square.
All right, let's go bottom left for J.J. Watt. My question.
You got me, bro.
Nice job.
Just JJ
stand for?
Nicely done.
What does the J.J. stand for?
James Jefferson. Nope. I don't know. No one knows.
Oh, he's
Jeremiah
quizzing.
Johnson
oh,
I, Watt.
Yeah, all right, that's it. Jeremiah Johnson. That's enough. All right.
All right. Courtney, you can take.
It's Justin James.
All right, stop talking. You're not here for this. All right, go ahead.
All right, Courtney, you can take William Shatner for the block.
Oh, okay.
Who's that?
Let's do it.
Courtney doesn't know who that is.
Don't think she's ever seen anything about
that. Who's William Shatner, Courtney?
William.
What movie, what shows and movies was he in?
Was it Star Trek?
Oh, yeah.
I think she gets the square. Circle gets a square. Also, Priceline.com's probably what she knows me the most. Not that I killed my wife once.
What?
She fell in the pool. It was a very deep end.
Pushed in the pool.
Sounds like a.
Didn't get in.
Sounds like you and OJ are friends.
I know him more from his commercials.
See, she knows who
yeah.
I am familiar to Courtney. And I'm not going to last much longer.
All right, your question. the U.S. Postal Service processes nearly 130 billion pieces of mail each year.
And they get about a billion of those pieces where they're supposed to go.
You get about half of that in fan mail, don't you?
I get loads of letters from the older people. Fan mail.
They all-
Dear William, are you still alive? I always answer back, yes.
That's it?
You've outlived so many.
Most of them are lost in the mail. Letters from the 70s, I have to say. By the way, I've never had an opportunity to do this live on a show, ever. But let me be the first to say, Spock.
What did he do?
Yeah.
What did he do? I never liked him. I'm glad Leonard Nimoy is no longer with
us. He's the greatest.
Was. I outlived him.
Okay.
I'll say, that's true. Billions, billions, billions of pieces.
All right.
Going here, to and fro, space.
And to your house.
Maine, Alaska.
All right.
Everywhere.
Courtney, he's saying, you said true? What'd you
he
say?
Did. He
okay.
said true.
True? Do you agree or disagree?
Well, is he saying that it's at least 130, or can it be more? Because I think they do more.
Somewhere right around 130 billion.
Yeah, let's just go with that, Courtney.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, true.
All right. Okay. X gets the square.
By the way, Courtney, did you remember Sulu from Star Trek? You might have noticed we never let him drive. Do you know why?
No! Stop!
No.
All right, I'm talking to Liam Neeson.
He was.
No!
Chinese or something.
Okay, okay, you're done. Phil, pick a square quickly.
Well, that's a good move. You shouldn't let him touch the Enterprise.
Oh, God.
All right, I'll pick Biden, top left.
Oh.
Huh. You don't wait, seem excited
him
about
wake
it.
Him up. Wake him up.
Who's Biden?
It's you.
Hunter.
Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Phil. President, are you
good
okay?
Good choice.
Put down the brief. The baby.
Come out here from Scranton. Oh. Scranton Bill's
where do you keep finding these babies?
Yeah.
Going to head on over to Africa.
Stop
I just grew up there.
The salsa on the baby.
Oh. Salsa
must
baby.
Be. What?
Salsa
what?
Baby?
I really want to get him out of there.
What did you
say? Be president.
Okay. The baby?
Oh.
Why?
So I'm going to pass along like Damien.
Oh, no.
Okay.
It's the next generation.
It's not Lion King.
Yeah. I'm going to hold him up there.
No.
Little Hunter.
The Little that's Hunter.
Up. That's going to name him Arizona. I'm going to raise Arizona.
Yeah?
That's raising true. Arizona.
Okay. So you're naming this baby
found
Arizona?
I'm going to name Arizona. Put him in the desert. Arizona.
On a horse
Arizona.
With no name?
Okay. That's right. That's
wow. name. Okay, let's get
oh,
to your
good. Yeah, all right.
Your question.
You know, I'm in the desert, I can't remember your name, and neither can I.
Nothing new there.
No, I don't remember a lot.
Okay, the pimp walk may have originated in
England. I started that.
No.
You grew up a pimp.
I grew up a black pimp in the streets
you
of Uganda.
You did not.
Scranton, Uganda.
I was there.
Scranton, Uganda.
Scranton's with me, you know.
Not a thing, not a place.
I was out there in Scranton, Uganda with Idi Amin, and we're pimp walking.
All right. The pimp walk.
Slapping bitches. Slapping bitches. Turning out bitches.
Didn't pay.
Stocking the hoes.
Yeah, stacking checks and busting
no.
Making sound effects.
Yeah, stacking checks and making effects.
Okay.
Hot pop. Right.
Yeah. All right.
With a drip. Good drip.
Oh, yeah. Like that gold chain.
Thank you.
All right. The pimp walk may have originated in England with Queen Alexandra in 1867 because people emulated her limp.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, of course you do.
Yeah, we were walking around Uganda. We had a rap group.
We were not
group.
Walking around Uganda.
You know what I mean? We were known as Prunes and Juice.
Oh, wow.
Even back then?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, every time I look at my diaper, I think, well, that's the same as Edie.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. He'd eat it.
How are you able to look in your own diaper?
MC Edie?
MC Juice. No. That was the prunes. What are you looking at? What a piece of me?
Wrong kind of juice.
Yeah. No.
So I was thinking about that thing you're talking about.
Can you just answer?
Which
me?
Is?
Real deal.
True or false?
That old lady limped.
Okay. So
we all laughed at her.
So.
True.
Okay.
All right. He's saying true. Do you agree or disagree?
Yeah. You're all the way from Prune Town.
Phil, we just need a yay or nay.
Slapping all that right, big D right, across right. your fat ass.
Oh, my God. Stop.
What? I'm black. I was proven it to
you. You are not.
Urban nature.
You go, playa.
Phil, do you agree or disagree? You sing true.
I agree.
Correct. Hey, circle gets a square. Oh, God.
Next one wins. Next one wins. Courtney, pick a square.
What do you mean next one wins?
What?
Phil, it's not a tryout.
I'm playing strategically.
Are you?
No, you're not.
Courtney, are you playing
wins.
At all? Pick a square.
Oh, well, if I got one more left, I want Trip.
Oh, yeah.
I want Trip. It's almost like those old posters of Uncle Sam. Only it's girls pointing at me. I want Trip.
It's just one girl?
Oh, no, it's all of them. All the normal ones that are in the
girl,
D.
Girl, Mo, you should know.
All the chicks,
not normal.
Shut up. She's mine. Anyway.
All right, Trip, go ahead and flirt with her.
I'll flirt with you.
Oh, don't.
Yeah.
Only if I'm getting a raise.
I'm going to turn her around.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
Unless you buy me a house. Unless you buy me a house.
I'll buy you a house.
Oh, actually, no, never mind. I'm good. All right, you're quick.
A little tiny one.
No! I want a big house.
A house, right? Yeah. A little tiny house.
Well, whatever.
Tiny home in the woods?
Both houses. Yeah.
All right.
Are you going to buy Courtney a house?
Yeah. Where do you live, Courtney?
Oh, God, I'm in Phoenix.
Oh, never mind.
She just said she wants to get a boat rock there, Trip.
Only PV. That's the girls I like. PV chicks.
PV chicks?
Ask the question. Yeah.
All right. On Mars, the sun sets with a deep blue glow. Is that true or false?
Ooh.
You would know. I mean, yeah. Aren't you trying to go to space, too?
Why would he know?
Yeah, I've got a ticket to Mars when this whole thing caves in. They're taking the best.
How much longer?
Fast track?
Yeah. Another couple years. I'll be there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll say that's true. Yeah. Okay. Mars has blue sunsets. Ooh.
Ooh. Mm. All right. Courtney, he says true. Do you agree or disagree?
Ooh. Yeah.
It is correct. Thank you. Courtney wins. No, still had a strategy.
Yeah. No, there is no strategy.
Yeah, Mars has a blue sunset and Uranus. Shut the up, Phil. Trying to make a joke about her anus with a Uranus space joke, and you ruined it.
I should be the only one making space jokes around here. Uranus has brown sunset.
Oh.
I'm serious.
We know.
It's real. Very.
Let's get out of here. We're late. We got to go.
You got to go.
I got to go. You got to go. We all got to go. You can go. You want to go?
Yeah, go.
We're heading to Four Peaks. It's going to be fun. Basketball on all day.
I'm calling out sick right now.
Pack it up, Molly. Let's go.
Giving away thousands of dollars. Literally.
Right?
Yep. We got it in our hands, just handing cash out like crazy. You're going to leave with money, probably. That's not a bad day.
I am calling out sick
now.
Yeah,
come on down.
It's going to be fun.
You need this.
Go over to Four Peaks in Tempe. We'll get you all hooked up, and we're going to play some games and goof around and give away money. That's it. I mean, this is easy as it gets. FanDuel gave us cash, so do something with this. And we're like, okay. And that's where it's going to happen. Four Peaks. It's happening right now, actually. Brett's in his tracksuit waiting for you right now to ask the bookie for ways to win that money. And he'll help you out. We'll be down there in just a little bit. Hopefully you guys can join us, have some fun. They still have Holmberg Bound, so you can help out the puppies as well. Tasty. And one of the puppies that we talk about is at Lost Our Home Pet Rescue, Pluto. Check him out today. Pluto was an awesome dog at Lost Our Home, and he's the pick of litter this week. Look at 98kupd.com. Click on pick of litter, and you're off and running. That's it for us. Mo, you doing anything this weekend?
Nope, chilling.
Right. There you go. She's all done. We're done, too. We'll catch you guys Monday right here in the Morning Sickness. So long!
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station. 98.